Pesach we don't fulfill. So the only way to fulfill that, the Gemara says, is when the Shalma forms Fasenu. If you discuss the dinim, then it's considered as a kiyum of Mirater. It's considered a partial kiyum of Hakrovas Hakrabonis. It says many Sidurim, and many Akraim say like that. Then in Erev Pesach, after Chatzaris, everyone should at least read the Parsha from the Chumash, the Parsha is Korban Pesach, or you should try to learn Mishnayis about Hakrovas Korban Pesach. The end of Peretz Homi Nishkat, the last Mishnah in Tamei Nishchat, gives you the whole Seder of Shechitas HaPesach and Daf Samach Dal and Aleph, and to try to go through Maseches Pesachim. In fact, on Pesach night, the mitzvah L'sapei B'tzias Mitzrayim can be fulfilled not only by telling over the story of B'tzias Mitzrayim, the Tosefta quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Beferish Tosefta that says that if you discuss the dinim of Korban Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, the dinim, without telling anything about the Sipitzis and Sarim, nothing about the historical stories. The Yoytzei also, the Briskerov, is quoted as having had a suffix, whether if you learn the dinim of Chometz, you're also Yoytzei. What if you learn the beginning of the Masechta? Is it only the Korban Pesach starting from Tamei Nishchat, the dinim of Korban Pesach till the end of the Masechta? That's Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, the mitzvahs that have to do with Leil Seder, or even the mitzvahs, the Yisr of Achilas Chometz, maybe that's also, that's a shame. But to learn Hilchos Korban Pesach is certainly important. The first step in Hakrovas Korban Pesach is that you have to be Magdish the Korban. Every Korban has to have a Hakdosha. The Korban Pesach, strictly speaking, should really be considered a Korban Yochid as opposed to a Korban Tzibur. A Korban Yochid is one which is funded by private funds. A Korban Tzibur is a Korban which is purchased with Machzus HaShekel money. So the Korban Pesach is paid for by private people. They pay from their own money. You don't buy one Korban Pesach from Machzus HaShekel money on behalf of the whole Tzibur. All payments should be a Korban Yochid. However, there is a Gemara in Yuma, Daf Nun Aleph, where the Gemara says that Korban Pesach is considered a Korban Tzibur, even though it doesn't come from Machzus HaShekel money, because it's Bo B'Chinufyo. Because everybody brings it together at the same time. L'mainaf Kemina, that what's the difference? Usually you say the difference between a Korban Yochid and a Korban Tzibur is whether it's purchased with Machzus HaShekel money. So now we have a Gemara that says that Korban Pesach has the status of a Korban Tzibur, even though it's not purchased with Machzus HaShekel money. Why? Because it's Osi B'Chinufyo. Everybody brings it together. So l'may nafkemina, okay, that's the whole nafkemina, what this carbon yochin, a carbon sibur is, who pays for it? So what would be the nafkemina? So the Gemara there is talking about the fact that it's Zeicha Shabbos and that it's Zeicha Tumah. That if a yochid is Tomei, so he doesn't bring Pesach Rishon, he's Nidchet to Pesach Sheni. He brings Tomei Aderech Rechaiko, brings Pesach Sheni. But if the Rov HaTzibur is Tomei, Tumas Meis, then they bring Pesach Rishon. The Pesach is Bobet Tumah. And if Erev Pesach is called is B'Shabbos, even though you're not permitted to bring a Korban Yochin on Shabbos, Korban Yochin is not Deicha Shabbos, but a Korban Tzibur is Deicha Shabbos. So that's what the Gemara says, that the Korban Pesach has the status of a Korban Tzibur, even though it's not purchased with Machzah Shekel money, because it's also B'Chanufi. The difficulty with that Gemara is a different one, that there's a Mishnah in Tmura, in the second parak in Tmura, where it says that this halacha, that we always say that a Korban Tzibur is Deicha Tumah, and Deicha Shabbos is not really correct. It doesn't depend on Korban Tzibur versus Korban Yochid. It really depends on Korban Shezmano Kavua versus Korban Shein Zmano Kavua. You have sometimes a Korban Yochid which is Zmano Kavua, and you have sometimes a Korban Tzibur which is Ein Zmano Kavua. The Chavit HaKohen Gadol, which the Kohen Gadol has to bring every day of the year, is a Korban Yochid. He pays from his own pocket. It doesn't come from the Machzah Shekel money, and he is the Bala Korban. And still it's Korib even B'Shabbos or B'Yontif. And the Par Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim is paid for Parachatas Hashaloi. Hashaloi means he pays from his own pocket. It doesn't come from Machzah Shekel money. That's a private Korban Yochid. But still, it's Korb on Yom Kippur. So you see, it's Deicha Yom Kippur. Why? Because it's Zman HaKavua. You have to bring it on Yom Kippur. And the Chavit HaKangol, you have to bring every day of the year. Mashenin King Korban Tzibur, you have some Korbanos Tzibur that are not Zman HaKavua. A Korban Tomid is Zman HaKavua. You have to bring every day. Korban Musav is Zman HaKavua. Alba Yom HaBatul Korbanos. So that's Zman HaKavua. But you have some Korbanos Tzibur which are not Zmanam Kavua. For example, a Parham Davashal Sibur or Siri Avodizor, they bring it. When they have an opportunity, they'll bring it. So those Karbanas are not Deicha Shabbos, they're not Deicha Tumi. So the Mishnah points this out in Tumur in the beginning of the second paragraph, that the halacha that a Karban is Deicha Shabbos and Deicha Tumi doesn't really depend on whether it's Karban Yochid as opposed to Karban Sibur, but rather depends whether it's Zmanam Kavua or it's Ain Zmanam Kavua. And the Yochid and the Sibur is totally irrelevant. So that's the Shvera Shtikala Gemara in Masechas Yuma. What does the Gemara point out? That you should know that even though the Korban Pesach is not paid for by Machzah Shekel money, And also, and you would have said that it's not a carbon sibo. No, it is a carbon sibo. Why? Because it's also bichanufia. Because everybody brings it together. So it has the status of a carbon sibo. So the mind of kamina, it means it has an afkamina, has the status of carbon sibo. That is Decha Shabbos, if Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, and it's Decha Tumah. If the Rav HaTzibur is Tumah, the Rav HaKohanim are Tumah, then you're permitted to bring the Korban Pesach, even though it's being brought with Tumah. That's the teller. What has it got to do?
The Chagigah, which I'm not talking about the Erev Pesach, the Chagigah you bring on Yom Tov.
Yeah. On Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. Yeah,
but that's the Korban
Yachid. Yeah. But that's on Yom Tov? That says
Mechon Gosom also.
Right. It says Mechunin, she bring it to Ika's man of the first day Yantar.
You can't bring a neder and a dove on Yantar.
Neder and a dove and not. I mean, if I took a neder in the middle of the year, so the Machlekes HaTanayim, we pass, you're not permitted to bring it. Right. A Toidi you can't bring it because it has Chomets. But even a Shlomim, other Yantar, right. But even a Shlomim, we pass that you're not permitted to bring it. Chagiga, that says Mechunin, that the Chiyuv is called today. The Chiyuv is called today, so then you're permitted to bring it today.
Egechnuchi is only as far as Tuma, but not as far as Shabbat. As far as Yantar. Nuchia is because you need a tzibur in order to be dealt with Tuma. But as far as
Tuma is also the same. It doesn't depend on tzibur either. It also depends on Zmanakavua. The same deal. Let's say the park on Gadol is called the Tuma in Yom Kippur. And the and the Chavitik on Gadol is also called the Tuma. It also depends on Zmanakavu as opposed to Tzibur and Yoch.
So the
Biskarov asked that Kashin. He said, Muchitzach, he doesn't really give a good answer. He asked the Kashin, he doesn't have an answer. So the thing is, you have to be Magdish, the Korban Pesach. You have to be Magdish. How many people join together to be Shutzim on a Korban Pesach? So as many as you want. As long as each person has a Kazayas. If you're going to have 150 people eating one Korban Pesach, and each one's going to get such a little piece of flesh that it's not going to be a Kazayas, so that's no good. You have to have a Kazayas for Chalach HaZiyach. What if it's a little lamb, a very tiny lamb, and he is an Adam Gadol Miyoyit, and he wants to eat the whole lamb all by himself? So can you have one person, be the Bala Korban all by himself? So that's the Machlekes HaTanoim, on Tzadik Aleph and Aleph, and Shech Mishap Pesach Ala Yochid Div Rav Yudah, Rav Yosi Matir. We pass like Rav Yosi that you can't. Machlekes HaTanoim, how to read the Pesach. Rav Yudah is of the opinion that you have to have a Chabur in a Korban Pesach. And one person, is Nishke Chabur, has to be Davke Boba Chabur. There is a din that the Pesach is only Nechel Menuyav. You have to have a Chabura to know who the Menuyim are on the Korban Pesach. So that's the Machlekes HaTanaim, whether that status of Chabura is Ma'akev or not. So we pass on Halacha like Rav Yosi that it's not Mi'akev. Exactly when do you have to be Magdish the Korban Pesach? Is there any Zman? So the Gemara talks about the possibility of being Magdish. The Gemara Mesachim talks about Eilu Dvarim B'Pesach Dechenes HaShabbos. What happens if our Pesach falls out on Shabbos? Let's say if the second day Pesach, Sunday this year, the second day, Yantav Sheni Shel Golias would really be the real first day Yantav, then it would be our Pesach Sholi is B'Shabbos. So when our Pesach is Chal B'Shabbos, so the deen is that the Shechitas HaPesach is Dechen Shabbos, and the Haktaris and the Zrikas Adam is also Dechen Shabbos. So the Gemara says, what about Hakdosha? What if a person forgot to be Magdish his Korban Pesach before Erev Yontif? And there is a din in the Mishnah in Beit Zayim Magdish. You're not permitted to be Magdish a Korban on Shabbos. So what about to be Magdish a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach Sholi is B'Shabbos, on Shabbos? So a violation? The only reason why you're permitted to do the Shechitas HaPesach on Shabbos is because you couldn't have done it before. Whatever you could have done with Bod Yom, that's the Machlekes HaTanoim. What about something that you could have done with Bod Yom?
Same
Machlekes Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. Like by Machshire Milo. So we pass like Rabbi Akiva in both. That whatever is Epshalasis in Bod Yom, whatever you could have done before Shabbos, or it's not Deicha Shabbos. So the Magdish Zayin the Korban Pesach that you could have done with Bod Yom. So the Gemara says, offhand, you ought to say that you're not permitted to be Magdish Korban Pesach. So you won't be Magdish Korban Pesach, Pasach. So you bring Pesach Sheni. You have no brayer mid the rabbanon. Then atzera you may be magdish. The whole Yisrael they magdish is only mid the rabbanon. You should make a chamemka. Zera shem yichto. So why not say that he's not permitted to be magdish? The Gemara says no, that's not true. The din is that if you weren't magdish the Korban Pesach beforehand, then you're permitted to be magdish the Korban Pesach on erev yontif, and you can bring it. And that's a shaila in the Rishonim. Why is that so? So some say because the Pesach is deicha Shabbos. Shechitas HaPesach is Deicha Shabbos, and since you weren't Magdash yet, so even though Hakdosh is an Issa de Rabbanon, but it's only a Gzeirah. It's not really a malacha, it's only a gzeirah. So the heter atar that you permitted to be mechal Shabbos for the purpose of shchitas haPesach applies to this gzeirah the rabbanon of Magdish Zayin. Now the Rishonim say no, that it's not because Pesach is deicha Shabbos. The whole gzeirah of ein Magdish and b'Shabbos doesn't apply whenever there's a tzarach gadol. So that's why it's permissible, let's say, to make nedarim. The Ramon Narachaim in Hilchos Shabbos has on the bottom of the tour, and the Darkei Moshe has a whole discussion about this. Why is it permissible to pledge money? Let's say you can make an appeal on Shabbos and Yontif, even though you're talking about money, you say we have a building campaign, we're going to build a yeshiva, we're going to build a shul, we're going to do this, a dvar mitzvah. So you're permitted to talk about amounts of money with dvar mitzvah. The one who makes the appeal can talk about amounts of money because he's not pledging. But what about the listeners? Are they permitted to pledge? So you ought to say he can make the appeal, but we're not allowed to make any pledges because of the din of Ein Magdishin. So that's the shayla that the Ramo talks about. The minig always was that they would shnodder in all the shuls, and people would say the mekabel and neder upon themselves to give X amount of money to tzedakah. So the shayla is, how are you permitted to be mekabel and neder on Shabbos and Yontif? That should be a violation of Ein Magdishin. So the Ramo quotes Rishonim who say that just like the Gemara says that if you weren't Magdish to come Pesach beforehand, and even though our Pesach fell out on Shabbos, you're permitted to be Magdish. Why? Because the Hostish can break it. If you won't be Magdish, you lose your opportunity to bring the Korban Pesach. You have to bring Pesach Sheni. So the Chachamim never asked that Magdish and Ad Kedekach. It's not such a severe issue. Whenever there's a Tzara Godel, so then you matter the issue of Magdish. So here also, if the Tzedakah really needs a lot of money, and the people are there in Shul on Shabbos and Yontif, and you have them in a hole, and you started announcing the pledges in public, so they'll be embarrassed into pledging more money. You're going to say that no one's allowed to take a pledge on Shabbos, so they won't want to give any money. So if it's a tzedakah that really needs a lot of money, and this is a way to force the people to give, so if it's tzara gadol, then it's permissible. That's how some Rishonim said. This Gemara is an interesting chiddush, that you can be magdish the Korban Pesach and Erev Pesach. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk that the Korban Pesach may not be a balmum. All korbanos may not be a balmum. You have to check it to make sure it has no mumin, and the Korban Pesach is a special din. The Pesach is toned bikur dalad yomim. You have to check it 4 days before. Rashi learns in the Gemara, you have to check it on each of the 4 days before.
In
Mitzrayim, Mikra Mibasan had to check it 4 days before the which days? They brought it on the 10th, and they checked the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th, and they checked the 14th in the afternoon. So they checked 4 days in a row. So that's where Rashi learns Pashup Shad. That you need Bikur, Dalad Yom, you have to check the Korban Pesach each day for the last 4 days before Pesach. The Chazanish writes that he's mistopic. He doesn't quote the Rashi. He's mistopic. Maybe it just means you have to check it in one of the 4 days before Pesach. But Rashi says it doesn't mean that. It means you have to check it 4 days. You have to have a thorough check of the whole behavior. What are you going to find? You already checked it. Maybe you slipped up. Maybe you missed a month. So the din is you have to check the Korban Pesach 4 days in a row before. So the Turi Yevin and Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the Shagasari and the Sefer Rosh Hashanah writes a suffix. This halacha that the Korban Pesach is toned bikur, dalad yomim, you have to check it to be mevaker, to check it to see if it has mumim or not, over and over and over again. Are you yoytze this din of bikur if it's still chol? I have a behemas chulin and I wasn't magdashit yet. I'm going to check it the 11th of Nisan, the 12th, the 13th, the 14th. Check it for the checking of behemas chulin. And then after checking it the 4th day in a row, then I'll come to the Beis HaMikdash and Magdash it, and then want to bring it as the Korban Pesach. Is that legitimate? Or maybe the din of Bikur means first you have to be Magdash it, and after it has Kedushas Korban Pesach, then you're checking the Korban Pesach. But if you're checking it before you Magdash it, so how can you say that you yotzei the din of Bikur? So he writes a sophic about that. So the Korban Pesach
have
a Feirish
Gemara? Once you Magdash it, you find a mum, you have a problem.
No, you'll be paid it. If it's a mum kavua, you'll be paid it. If it's a mumaiver, say, wait till it heals, whatever. Let's get my name. The solution to that problem.
That's when you can't have 4 days of Bikur. If that becomes puzzle, if that becomes puzzle,
yeah.
You can't have 4 days of Bikur.
I can join on to someone else's behemoth. The din is, yeah, I can become a monoi on someone else's behemoth. He's doing Bikur on his behemoth, and I can join him as long as I join before Shechita. You can't join after Shechita. The Gemara learns that from Sukkot, Rashi and Chumash quotes it. You can't become a mamun on a Korban Pesach after Shechita HaPesach. But up until Shechita, you can. Even though originally you were placing your bets on a different behemoth, but you can switch after 3-4 days. You see that this one is no good. It has a mum or whatever. So you can switch to another behemoth.
You don't have that possibility.
That's a shaila. What if this din, that tone, bikur, dalad yomim, is that ma'akev or not? That's a machlokes. Tais in Masech HaSukkah, I think Tais has a raya in the Gemara that Bikur is Ma'akeg. Whenever you need Bikur, most Karbanos, you don't need Bikur, just have to see that it's not a Balmum. But Korban Pesach has a special din that it's tom bikur dalad yomim. So Tosis has a raya from the Gemara that the bikur is maki b'diyevin. And the Maram Ibn Chabib has a sefer Kapas Tmorim. In the sefer Kapas Tmorim, Amasecha Sukkah, he dings up with the Tosis. And he shows how you can interpret the Gemara differently. So it's a shayla there in Rishonim. He thinks that the Rambam disagrees with Tosis. Even though it's not the Tosis, he thinks the Rambam disagrees. That's a shayla. Whenever you have a din of bikur, is the bikur maki b'diyevin or not? If you should hold that the bikur is ma'akeh b'diyeved, so how can the Gemara say that when Erev Pesach was Cholias b'Shabbos, there were people who were magdish to Korban Pesach on Shabbos? So how did they do bikur? So you have a raya either for one thing or the other. Either you see that the bikur is not ma'akeh, you can be magdish it today and check it to see it has no more, even though you weren't checking 4 days in a row. And you can shecht it today, even though you didn't have bikur dal yam. Or it's a raya that you can do the bikur before you magdish it. Either it's a raya to one thing or the other. But that's the shaila that the Shagasariya raises. And in Sefer Rosh Hashanah, he's mesupik whether the bikur has to be done dafke after the hagdosh. It's a strange thing. There is no befeir in Shigimar.
Well, they say that
coming
out of Shabbos,
Erev Pesach,
you start the bikur the day before.
You should. No, it should have been magdashid. Should have been magdashid way before, yeah.
But then it's not.
No, but the Gemara tells a story that if Erev Pesach is Shabbos, and the last minute on Shabbos, I wake up and I realize, Givald, I wasn't Magdash Korban Pesach yet. So the Gemara says that you don't say that it's forbidden a Magdish and you're not allowed to be Magdish. And you're stuck. And go bring Pesach Sheni, be Nitcha from Pesach Rishon. The Gemara says, no. We allow you to violate the Yisod Rabbanon of a Magdishin. You're permitted to be Magdish to Korban on Shabbos. So we're asking a question, what good is it going to be if you're Magdish it today? Where's the Bikur Dalad Yomin? The Halacha says Korban Pesach is Tom Bikur Dalad Yom. So you see, either one thing or the other. Either you see that the bikur is not mi'akeh b'diyeved, it's only a din l'chatchila. The mitzvah b'shleimus is a korban pesach that's mevukar, that has been checked for 4 days in advance. Or you have a raya that even if you should assume like this, is that the bikur dalad yomim is mi'akeh, but you don't have to do the bikur after you magdash it. You can do the bikur on the 11th, 12th, the 13th, the 14th, and then be magdash after doing the bikur. There's no halacha that the bikur, the checking for mimim, has to be done after you magdash it. Either you see one or the other. Maybe that they're both true, but you at least see one thing or the other. You're not permitted to paskin that it's a mum kavua. Yeah. No. This is a different thing. No. To paskin that the thing has a mum kavua, that's called the mesakin monim the rabbonim. Because until now, even though it already had the mum, it was also the Rabbana to shecht al amum by a pchor ma'aser where there's no pinyan at all. By Korban Pesach, they wouldn't have any shaykhs. By pchor ma'aser, the din is that once it gets mum, you don't have to be poided at all. By all other korbanos, when it gets mum, you have to be poided afterwards. So let's say by another korban, if it has a mum kavua, and the rabbi is free, the expert on riyat mumim is the one who has the smicha yata b'chairis. The Gemara says there were three different kinds of smichas. There was yoreh, there was yodin, and that was Yat B'chiris. Whoever knew what's a mum kavu, what's a mum ayver, he got that special smicha of Yat B'chiris. He knows how to be matir of b'chor. So if it's a b'chor or a meiser, so when he paskins that this is a mum kavu, right away it becomes mutal shachta chutzla migdash v'li pidyon. Pasuk says there's no pidyon there. So there, paskining that it's a mum kavu is an act of mesakin mona. So that's also mit der Rabbanon. That's called Misakon Manam mit der Rabbanon. By other Karbonis, it wouldn't be Misakon Manam mit der Rabbanon. He just passed that it's a Mum Kavu, and therefore we allow you to be Poydah. So you can't be Poydah on Shabbos. Being Poydah is Mamish Mekich HaMemka. If I'm going to be Poydah in a Hegdash, means I'm buying it off from Hegdash. That's Mamish also. That's Mekich HaMemka. But just the Paskin that it has a Mum Kavu, that wouldn't be a problem. But in Biko, you're not Paskining whether it's a Mum Kavu or Mum. You're checking to see if it has Mumim or it doesn't have Mumim. If it has a mum, so you leave it, so you don't use it. But you're not paskin that it is a mum kavu, and therefore you can be poided. Rather, it would be mutter to paskin that. But that's not what bikur requires. So the first step of a korban pesach is daf magdish line the korban pesach. And the Gemara says you can even be magdishit on erev pesach. Rather, this din of bikur, the nice kelim is on the Rambam. The Rambam omits the din of bikur. The Gemara draws the contrast that only pesach rishon needs bikur, pesach sheni does not need bikur. So the Gemara states the favor that it's a real din. The Gemara learns it from sukkim. And the Rambam leaves out the whole thing. So they say the Rambam apparently understood the Gemara differently. That not that Pesach Rishon needs Bikur Dalai Yomim as opposed to Pesach Sheni, but rather that Pesach Mitzrayim needed Bikur. Pesach Mitzrayim was Mikra Mibo Osar. Pesach Mitzrayim needed Bikur, and no other Korban Pesach Ladoris ever needs Bikur, neither Pesach Rishon nor Pesach Sheni. It doesn't appear so in the Gemara. So Shver Rambam, there are many Shver Rambam. That's one of the Shver Rambam. the Mishnah describes the way they used to shech the Korban Pesach. It appears from the Mishnah that the Kohanim did not shech the Korban Pesach. The Mishnah says, the Kohanim did the Kabbalah Saddam, the Shechita Ksheira Bizar. So since the Shechita is Ksheira Bizar, so some Achorim Benetziv has a whole Arichas on this, that we have a Klal Mitzvah Bo Yosem in Bishluchoi. Why should I send my Korban to somebody else and have someone else shecht on my behalf? If you have, let's say, 30 people who are Shutzim, they're going to eat this Korban Pesach, so one of the 30 people should do the Shechita, even if he's not a Kohen, because L'Hatchila Mitzvah Bo Yosem in Bishluchoi. So that's what the Mishnah in the end of Tamei Nishka describes. It sounds like the Balei HaKorban used to shecht themselves. More points it out. Shochat Yisrael the Kibbol HaKoyim. Samach Dalet Amin Aleph. The whole discussion, the whole description is only one blood Gemara. Samach Dalet Amin Aleph till the Samach Hayim Abayis. That's the whole thing. Very little. It's very, very easy Gemara. The Gemara really doesn't add on too much more than the Bar Tanura on the Mishnayim. It's a couple of stories in addition to the Dinim. That's all. Very little. Just the Mishnah and a little bit of a description in the Gemara. That's the Gansu Mas. So the Mishnah seems to imply that the Shechitas HaPesach was done by the Balei HaKorban themselves. If somebody else does the Shechitas HaPesach, not one of the 30 people, or even if one of the 30 Shutzim, Chachap on 30, could be 10, could be 50 people. But if you have 30 Shutzim meeting for one Korban Pesach, so even if one of the Shutzim is going to shech the Korban Pesach, but the other 29 have to appoint him as their Shliach, that's the Gemara at the beginning of the second Perek in Kiddushin, so how do you know that there's a principle of Shlucha Shaladim Kimoisoi? So the Gemara says, because there is a mitzvah of Shechitas HaPesach. There are two distinct mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Shechitas HaPesach, and there's a mitzvah of Achilos HaPesach. So the Achilos HaPesach, every person has to eat the Korban Pesach, has to eat his own kazais. I cannot appoint a shliach that he should eat two kazais, and one for himself and one for me. There's no shlichas on eating. But on the Shechitas HaPesach, he can't have all 30 shutzim. They're all going to hold on to the knife, and each one's going to shech. Someone's going to do it. Some one person will be doing the shechita to the exclusion of all the others. It's not shach that they all do together. So the Gemara says that one who's shechting on behalf of all of the 30 shutzim is shechting b'torah shlichas, and that's the mocker for the din, the shlucha shalodim k'maisa. On the Korban Pesach? No. I don't think there's any smich on the Korban Pesach.
What do you say about any shlamim or any neder nedava would also be the same thing? It would be better that if the Balei HaKorban does the shechita?
That's how the Netziv claims, right. The Netziv claims that it's not only true of Korban Pesach. He says, any Korban L'chatchila, he should do it himself, mitzvah bo yosem b'shluchoi, he should do the shechita, and if he doesn't, he should appoint a shliach. And other achrenim, it's a big machlokes in achrenim. Baruch Karinka has in the Sefer on this, the Minchas Baruch, he has the whole machlokes. That Gemara that says in Kiddush, in the beginning of the second paragraph, that the Shechta also called Kaladas Yisrael Bein Abayim, and he called Akol, Kula Shechtim, everybody shechts the Korban Pesach, Elam Mikan, Sheshluchu Shalom Kimoisai. So you see from that Gemara, and also from the first parak in Psochim, the Gemara says, when you shech the behemah, what bracha do you say? The sheikh is the shech the behemah. In New Jersey, the sheikh is shech the behemah. What bracha does he say? So he doesn't say, Hashem Kedushana b'metzos of tzivano lishchot behemah. Lishchot means that he's mechuyiv to shech. Lish mechuyiv. Be a vegetarian, and you won't have to eat any flesh. So the Gemara says, since he's not mechuyiv, so you say, Hashem Kedushana b'metzosivano ala shechita. So the Gemara says, and what if you're shechting Korban Pesach, that you're mechuyiv to shech? That's mamish and chiyuv. So maybe then you should say lishchatas haPesach. So the Gemara says no, that you can do it aydei shliach. So therefore you say ala shchita also. It's a discussion in the Gemara. So that's the shaila. When that Gemara says Pesach v'kotcha ma'ika lameimar, and the Gemara says enachinami, it's the question what the answer is. So the Gemara says Pesach v'kotchim means all korbanos like that. The lachatchila de bala korban. The simple reading is all korbanos lachatchila de bala korban. Should shecht it himself, and he has a chiv that he should shecht it. And if he doesn't shecht it, he should really appoint the shechet as the shliach to shecht on his behalf. And others zepis claim no. I says Pesach v'kotchim. Others saying no. The Gemara only goes on Pesach, doesn't go on kotchim. There's a whole din in Achren. Whether this din that the shechita should really be done by the bala korban, and if anybody else does it instead of the bala korban, it's based on shluchos shalom kimoisoi, in order that the bala korban should fulfill his mitzvah of doing the shechita, whether that's limited to Pesach or it applies to all korbanos. So the Gemara says that there are two distinct mitzvahs. One is to have a Korban Pesach Korev on your behalf that's fulfilled, not with the Shechita alone. You have to have all the Dalar Avodas Adam, you have to have Shechita, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, and after the Zrika is finished, then you have fulfilled your mitzvah of Hakrovas HaPesach. And then there's another separate mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. The Gemara says, Achilas HaPesach is not Miyakir. Let's say a person participated in the Shechitas HaPesach. Let's say if the person is old and sick and he's physically unable to eat HaKazayis, then he cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Shechitas HaPesach either. He's not supposed to become a Mamun on the Korban Pesach. But a person who is Tohar, who is healthy, who is physically able to eat a kazayis, and he plans to eat a kazayis on Leil Pesach, and then after the Shechitas HaPesach and the Zrikas Adam, they arrest him, and they put him in jail, and the British put him in jail, whatever, the Arabs capture him, whatever, and he's unable to eat the Korban Pesach. So then the Gemara says he doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni. He absolutely didn't have any Pesach Rishon at all. So the Gemara says that Achilas HaPesach is Eina Miyakevis. Only Shechitas HaPesach. The mitzvah is that you have to be makir for korban, that the korban pesach has to be korev on your behalf. But once it was korev on your behalf, you be yotze the mitzvah of hakrovas hakorban, the achila is not miyakev later. Tosfos has an interesting shaila. Maybe because achilas hapesach is not miyakev, maybe therefore there should be a kula in achilas hapesach over other achilas. What's that? The Gemara says in the last perek in Sochim that you're not permitted to eat min amincha lamaylo. On Erev Pesach. That's the first Mishnah. It's also to eat Samach Lemincha, half an hour before Mina Mincha Lamaila. So the Gemara has a Safek, which Mincha are we talking about? Are you talking about Mincha Gedoilo? Or are you talking about Mincha Ktana? So what's enough Kamina? If you're talking about Mincha Gedoilo, so Mincha Gedoilo means from Chatzaisan, you're not permitted to eat. Why? Because I want to make sure that the person, what begins from Chatzos, what's the significance of Chatzos? Chatzos is the beginning of the Zman of Shechitas HaPesach. He can't shech the Korban Pesach in the morning, dafke in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. Yeah, the din is Lachatzchil, you have to bring it after the Talmud Shel Ben Aban. So the Gemara says that the Zman of Chatzos is the first Zman of Shechitas HaPesach, so maybe the Yisr to eat a Suda is in order to make sure that you don't forget. That you don't forget to be makar of the Korban Pesach. That's the Gemara, the last line of Kuv Zayin Amid Aleph. Iboy lehu, whether this is a Samach Lemincha means Samach Lemincha G'dayla Tanan or Samach Lemincha K'tana Tanan. It does mean Samach Lemincha G'dayla Tanan because Korban Pesach, because his man of Shechitas HaPesach begins after Chatzos. So you want to make sure, Dilmosi Lemimshach, he may be so involved in eating, he'll eat the whole afternoon, Vasi Lemnoi, Melemevet Pischa. He will forget about being makar of the Korban Pesach. Or Dilma, maybe you should say that it doesn't really. The Issa doesn't really begin from Chatzaisan, it rather begins from Mincha Ktana. And the reason, so what's the Shir Mincha Ktana? If it has something to do with Korban Pesach, then it should be from Chatzaisan. So then the Gemara says, Mishum Matzah. What's the consideration of Matzah? Dil Masi Lameich Lo Lamatzah Achilo Gas. We're afraid, you have to eat the Matzah L'Teyoven, and he may go ahead and eat the Matzah Achilo Gas. So the simple reading of the Gemara, what are you so afraid of Achilo Gas? So what's going to be the problem? So it would appear from the Gemara that if you eat Matzah Achilo Gas, you're not Yoytzeh. That's a simple pshat in Gemara. Because if you're going to say that if you eat matzah achila gasa, it's not a mitzvah muhuderes, so because it's, you're afraid that it may turn out that it won't be a mitzvah muhuderes, so you make an isra on ganz klal yisrael, no one's allowed to eat a meal from mincha ktana on. So it sounds from the Gemara al pi pshuta that if you eat the matzah achila gasa, your mamish not yoitz. So it should say dilma lo yoichol kashir. That it doesn't say. It sounds like he is going to eat. It sounds like he is going to eat the kazayin. Sounds like achila gas, lav shma achila. That if you eat the matzah, achila gas, it's lav shma achila. The hasnish geges. He's stuffing himself. He's so full from eating in the afternoon. He ate so much nash. When he eats the matzah lal pesach, he's stuffed and he doesn't enjoy it at all. So it's lav shma achila. So that's the simple pshat in the Gemara. So Tosfos is bothered with a kasha on that Gemara on kuv zayinam abeis. They have sedoa Gemara fakir. It would appear from this Gemara that if you eat matzah achila gas, you're not yotze. So Tosfos says there is a Gemara in Nazir, Daf Chav Gimel, where the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Treyasor, Ki Yisham Dachi Hashem Tadikim Yalchavam Afosh Mikol Shlovam. Was that the last pasuk in Hoshea? I mean, so the Gemara says, what does it refer to? Yisham Dachi Hashem. Everybody's walking on the same straight highway. The Tzadikim Yalchavam, they go on the highway straight. Afosh Mikol Shlovam, they trip on the same highway that the Tzadikim are going on. So the Gemara says, what is a Moshel? Moshel Amadav Adoyman. So the Gemara says, two people are reading a Korban Pesach, the same Korban Pesach. A Tzadik and a Rosh are both Mumun on the Korban Pesach. The Tzadik eats the Korban Pesach and he didn't eat anything on Erev Pesach, so he eats the Korban Pesach and he's Yotze. And the Rosh eats the Korban Pesach, Achila Gaso, that's called Afosh Mikol Shlovam. That's what the first Mandama says there in Nozer Daf Chav Gimel. comes the next Amora, and he asks, Rosh HaKaris Lei. Why do you call him a Rosh? Because he ate Achila Gasa? Neither lo yavid mitzvah min ha-mufchar. Aber Pesach mi ha-kovid. But it was yet in a mitzvah. So why do you call him a Rosh? So the Gemara gives a different shot. So Tosfos asks, How can you say that he is Yetzir Mitzvah? But our Gemara seems to imply that Achila Gasa, there's no mitzvah at all. So you want to say that he's Yetzir Mitzvah of Shechitas HaPesach, but he's not Yetzir Mitzvah of Achila? So then he is a Rosh. He didn't fulfill a mitzvah of Achila. It's not Ma'akiv, he doesn't have to bring Pesach Sheni for lack of fulfilling the mitzvah of Achila. But still it's Ma'akiv in the mitzvah of Achila. Let's say, if a person didn't like tefillin all day Tuesday, so the dinner, the tefillin is not makiv. He likes tefillin on Wednesday, likes tefillin on Thursday. So nishmak him, he can't write again. There's no dinner he has to make up. If he didn't like tefillin, he didn't like tefillin. But he missed the mitzvah of tefillin today. So he missed today's mitzvah. So over here, what does the Gemara say? Es nishkin rasha. What do you mean nishkin rasha? Because achila is not miakev. He was yetzir the mitzvah of hakrova, but he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of achila. So he's a rasha because he didn't do the mitzvah of achila. That's what's bothering Tais. No, so the Gemara says, how can you call, the Gemara asks there, how can you call him a Rosh if he's yet to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach? So it's not fair to call him a Rosh, just that he wasn't yet to the mitzvah of Bishleimus, it wasn't Behidur. It would have been nicer if he would have eaten it and he would have enjoyed it. And if he doesn't enjoy the Korban Pesach, then it's not a mitzvah Mehuderes. But he is yet to the mitzvah. So from that Gemara in Nozadav Chav Gimel, you see that even if you eat the Korban Pesach, Achila Gasa, you are Yotzei. If Mar Gemara would appear al pshuta that if you eat the matzah achila gasa you're not yet. So Tosfos has two terutz among the kasha. One terutz they give is that there are two kinds of achila gasa. One is the Yomer Rabbein and Tam Trey Gavni achila gasa. One is that he's not really hungry now because he already ate so much in the afternoon. But if you give him some more, so he'll keep on eating and eating and eating and nishgefach. He has more room, but he's not really hungry. So those are the two kinds of achila gasa. So this Gemara in Psochem Hanav Kuv Zayin, which says if you eat the matzah achila gasa, you're absolutely not yotzei at all. That means if he's so stuffed that his nafsha kotzo, he has to force it down his throat. You tell me it's a mitzvah, so I'll force myself to eat it. But he absolutely can't stand eating anything at all. So that's an achila gasa that you're not even yotzei at all. But the Gemara knows that says that if the fellow eats the korban pesach achila gasa, he is yotzei. That means that he's not really so hungry. He doesn't need it l'tayavon. But if you'll give him more, he'll keep on nibbling and eating and eating and eating. So that's an achila. That's a different kind of an achila gas. That's how Rabbi Tam says. Different. Kind. Many Rishonim say it like that. Trey gav ne achila gas. Then Tosfos gives another teretz. Vayyeh Shleimah. They give another answer that even though he didn't fulfill a mitzvah of achila, but he did fulfill a mitzvah of hakrova. That's the shvera teretz. But our kolponim should still be a rasha. So on the side, they tell you to look in the other parallel Tosfos in. And Nozir and Yivomis and Bava Kama, but they give another answer. They say that since Achilas Psochem Loi Meyakvo, so the mitzvah Achila there is different, and therefore Achila Gasa Shmo Achila. In Kol HaTorah Gehula, I would say that Achila Gasa Lav Shmo Achila. If you eat matzah, Achila Gasa is no good. If you eat more Achila Gasa is no good. Anytime you have to fulfill a mitzvah Achila, Achila Gasa is Lav Shmo Achila. But Achila Gasa by Korban Pesach, because Achilas Psochem Loi Meyakvo, therefore, Achila Gasa Shma Achila. It's a very shvera teretz. That it should be different. That the Achila of the Korban Pesach is on a lower level of Achila's Shar Mitzvahs. Lower level than Achila's Matzah, lower level than Achila's Mar. It's very shvera. If anything, should be just the reverse. The Mishnah has in the middle of Psochem that when you have a Pesach Abo Betumeh, it's Nechel Betumeh. Shem Tchilosu Labo Ela LaAchila. The Mishnah says if you have, let's say, on every Yontif, on every Rosh Chodesh, you have to bring Musafim. So what do you bring in the Musafim? So you bring, a lot of times you bring 11 korbanos. You bring 10 korbanos oilo and a korban chatos. Soy rechel lechatos. So the korbanos oilo, you burn the whole thing on the mizbech. What do you do with the chatos? You only burn, you zorek the dam and you burn the chalev. And the kohanim, the zichri kuhuna, eat in the azore, the besar hachatos. So the Mishnah says in Psochin, the Mishnah says in Zvachim like that, the Menoch is that whenever you have a korban that's bo betumeh, a korban shezmana kavua that's dechetumeh, so it may not be eaten by the kohanim. And the Shit Mukubet is there, Menachas has a Chiddush, even if the flesh of the carbon was loy nitmo. Let's say the carbon is bo betumah because the kohen is tamid. The kohen does the avodah is tamid. But he does the avodah in such a way, he's not metami the behemah. He's holding onto a knife and he does the shechitas ha-carbon. He doesn't touch the behemah, he touches the knife. And then he does Kabbalah Saddam, and then he does Rika Saddam. He's not even touching the behemoth. But the din is that the Kohen who did the Avodah was Tomei. That's called a Korban Habo Bitume, Korban Hakor Bitume. And even though the Psar HaChatas is not Nitmo, one day in Rishonim is that it's Eina Nechol. The other Rishonim hold that that's not correct. That just because the Korban is Kore Bitume, and the din is that the Tumah is Mutar Bitzibur, because all the Kohanim HaTomei are permitted to do it, he's permitted to Makar of Korbanis Bitume. But since the Psar HaKorban is Lo Nitmo, so the Kohanim are permitted to eat it. And the other day in Rishonim is that it's not so. So the Mishnah says that that din, that a Korban Hapo Betume is Eina Nechol Betume, only applies to all other Korbanis, Shizmanim Kavua, that are Derech Betume. But Korban Pesach, that's Korban Betume, is even Nechol Betume. Everybody eats it, even though everybody's Tomei, they eat it Betume. Why should Mitchilos Lobo, Elo Lachila? The holy purpose of HaKorban HaKorban Pesach is that everybody should eat the Korban Pesach. So you see from the Mishnah Fakert that the Achilas HaPesach is more important than Achilas Vada Korbanos. How can Taisa say such a teretz? That because Achilas Pesachim Loi Meyakvo is not Ma'akev, that you won't have to bring a Pesach Sheni because you fail to have Achilas on Pesach Rishon. So therefore the Achilas of the Pesach Rishon is not that important, and we would even consider it a Kiyum HaMitzvah of Achilas HaPesach if you ate it Achilas Gasa. It's a Shveri teretz, very Shveri. That's one day in Taisa. The Mishnah in Ezel Mekoyma that we say every day in the davening, those who have a chance to say Ezel Mekoyma, the Mishnah says that there are four special dinin that apply to Achilas Korban Pesach that don't apply to other Korbanos. A Pesach ena nechal ala balayla, ena nechal ala lumnu, ena nechal ala tzoli, ena nechal ala chatzos. That's how in Yiddish folklore they used to say a Pesach ena nechal ala bechometz. Bechometz is the Rosh Hashanah. Balayla, chatzos, minuyov, and sleep. Like they used to say, Eimenich and Filin ala b'Shabbos. The Shabbos being also a Rosh Hashanah, used to say, B'makom Seyor, where the hair grows, and B'makom Tafua, where the muscle is bulging over here. So that's how they used to make a Rosh Hashanah from these four dinim. So the Mishnah draws the contrast between Achilas Shar Karbanos as opposed to Achilas Pesach. By all other Karbanos, when you bring a Karban Bayom, so you can eat the Karban Bayom, U'balaylon, sometimes Bayom, U'balaylon tomorrow, Shneyom U'balaylechot. By Karban Pesach, you cannot eat it Bayom, you have to dafki eat it Balayl. It says in the Pesach, V'achlos HaBasar, Balayla ze, you're not yet if you eat it by yom.
In this case, the Lord brings down and shut the Lord brings it down. When did he ever say, have you seen some secret teeth in Israel?
Which case?
Well, here, we're going to eat the covered grass up by the killed grass. So after you eat, he says, it's secret teeth in Israel.
No, he stuffed himself on Erev Pesach. He was pressing a whole day, macaroons or whatever. And then it comes to the Seder, he says the whole Agoda, but he's just plotting from food that he ate on Erev Pesach, he can't eat anything. And then they give him the Korban Pesach, so he stuffs down a kazayis and he's ready to throw up, but he's saying the whole Agoda, he can talk, just can't eat anything. He stuffs from the whole Erev Pesach eating.
He can't start eating. It's already a couple of hours
ago. He was pressing the whole afternoon. What's it? He was eating a whole day in Erev Pesach. He went to a siyuv, and he was eating a whole day.
Even if he went to
jail,
what you said before, and he didn't get a chance to eat even a fillet, even then he'd have to go to
Korban
Sheni.
That's right.
So Mamela, that's what he wants to bring down there. That if he ate it in such an open way, even if he didn't eat it, he was elixir. Then he's not called a
Rosh,
because he wasn't
because
he actually did the main thing.
You mean even though he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of achila at all?
Right.
That's one day in Taisus. He ate achila gasa, so he's not yet in the mitzvah of achila at all. But you can't call him a Rosh, because at least he fulfilled the mitzvah of hakrovas hapesach.
Right.
That's one day in Taisus.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
one day in Taisus. Right. That's the Taisus here in Pesachim, and then the other Taisus in Nozir and in Bava Kama and in Yivam say another pshat. That since the din is achilas psochim is not miyakeves, so therefore, if you eat achila gasa, you're even yetzer the mitzvah achila. So that's very shvah. Why should it be yetzer the mitzvah achila? Because achilas pesach is on a lower level of achila. If anything, it's the reverse. It's more chomer than achilas shar karbonis. It's even nechol betuma. The other karbonis, when they're kor betuma, not nechol betuma. Achilas pesach is up on a higher level of mitzvah
achila.
No, that's not Miyakev in Pesach Sheni. No, Pesach Sheni is only instituted in the Torah for those who didn't participate in Pesach Rishon at all. But if it was, he was a Shutif in the Korban, and he was yet to the mitzvah sakrav, even though he was unable to fulfill the mitzvah sakhila, so he has no chiv at all to bring Pesach Sheh. That's not Akash. It is a chiv to eat, but there's no tashlumin for the achila. Let's say I didn't eat matzah on Pesach. I didn't feel well, I couldn't eat matzah on Pesach. So you don't make tashlumin Pesach Sheh. Pesach Sheh is only a din for hakrav as akrav. There's no tashlumin for achila. Even if you didn't eat, there's no tashlumin for achila as akrav, only for hakrav as akrav. That's not a time. What Tosis wants to say is that because achila is psachim loy miakva, therefore achila gasa shma achila by korban Pesach, it's very difficult to learn.
There's a very small line between the hoichel al ha-sofer and the achilas gasa. I mean, if you say you have to eat it when you're hungry, all right. But the sofer, everybody when he's finished the sofer, it's hard to eat korban Pesach even ha-sofer. Because you're not actually eating because you're hungry. You're
eating. Alasova does mean that he's really full. Alasova just means that according to all the most of the Rishonim, Alasova means that he's not starving. Matzah is a din you have to eat it letayov and you have to be starving. You have to eat matzah letayov and hungry. Kompesach, you shouldn't eat when you're starving.
Sudas
yontif
means you have to eat of
sudas. The Kompesach will be the
sudas.
It depends how many people are going to be shoot from in the Korban Pesach. We're going to have 100 people, he's only going to get a little kazayas. He wants to, and a yontif, we all eat more than one kazayas of flesh. He wants to have more flesh, he's going to eat the chagigas arbos. If you're going to have five people shoot him on a Korban Pesach, then he'll eat a lot of flesh. Then he doesn't have to eat anything else. He doesn't need the Chagigas Arbos. No. No. That's a Lachatchila de Rabbana. That's not me. No. Here? Do you do this din, that you cannot be Yotzei Korban Pesach Bayom, Yochel Sabasa Balayla Zeh, Balayla Balo Bayom, and Echel Ela Balayla, is a big machlekes in the Rishonim in Brochus. What that means. What if someone was Mekabel Yontif early? He davens Ma'ariv early. It's Mekabel Tosefes Yontif. Does that mean that if he's Mekabel Yontif early, he can eat Korban Pesach early? Even though Yom, the sun is shining, he finishes the whole because the whole Abgon is Yotzei everything. Because he's Mekabel Kedushas Hayom of Yontif.
Finish before it starts.
No, so there's one day in Rishonim that if you Mekabel Yontif early, you can even be Yotzei Korban Pesach, Matzah, Morah, because it's everything. And you can go to sleep in Bal Yom, go to sleep while the sun is shining. You can finish up the whole Agon. And the popularly accepted opinion is not so, because the Taisus doesn't quote that. There's a Taisus Rabbi Achosis, and Brochus quotes that opinion. Taisus Rosh quotes that, but the Taisus and Arif Sochin quotes the other opinion. That even if you want to be Moisiv Mechoyla La Kodesh, and you're Moisiv Kedushim in Bal Yom, a half an hour before Shkia, you're Moisiv Kedushas Yontif, even though it's Kedushas Yontif, but it's not Laila. It's still Yom, and the Pasuk says, Ochel Sabasa Balayla. The first day in the Rishonim holds that it's not a din you have to eat Balayla. Yontif has Laila Vayom, has the Tchilas Hayom, and it has the Sof Hayom. So the Tchilas Hayom is called Laila, Leil Yontif. If Yom Meisiv Mechoyla HaKodesh, so the hour before Shki is Avada Tchilas Hayom. That's Avada Laila. Ochel Sabasa Balayla, that means you have to eat it on Yontif, the beginning of Yontif. Don't wait till Yontif in the morning to eat it. Yom Tezvav in the morning when you wake up. You have to eat it b'tchilas ha-yontif. But if you mois mechoy la kodesh, avada that's tchilas ha-yontif. And we don't pass him like that in Shulchan Aruch. We pass him like the opinion that Tosis quotes here in Ari Psochim, that even if you mois mechoy la kodesh, you're not permitted to begin the kiddush, you're not permitted to have the matzah or anything, because you need dafka laila. Laila means night. There has to be dark. You have to wait till vada itzeis ha-kohon. You would be yotzei kiddush. There's a shaila. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say you have to wait to recite kiddush till after tzeis ha-kohavim? The Mishnah Berurah quotes two reasons: one from the Taz and one from the Magen Avraham. They quote one reason because the kais of kiddush is the first of the arba kaisis. So the arba kaisis you have to drink after tzeis ha-kohavim. So let's say he has a watch and he says he's going to sing. He's a chazan. He's going to sing kiddush. It's going to take 5 minutes. He's going to start the kiddush 5 minutes before Nacht, and he knows that he's going to drink the Kais of Kiddush after Tzeis HaKacham. Would that be good or not? The Kepede on making Kiddush after Tzeis goes on the drinking of the Yayin, or goes on the reciting of the Kiddush. That's the Machloek, there's a Taz in the Magen Avraham. So one opinion is that the drinking of the cup is one of the Arba Kaisis, and all the mitzvahs halayla have to be balayla, not bayom. But the reciting of the Kiddush, that's like every Kiddush on Shabbos and Yantav. You can recite Kiddush during this man of Tosefes. And the other opinion in Achreinim is no, that even the Etzem Kiddush itself is a chelik of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Chachamim have Masakin given that on Pesach night you should fulfill a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim and the framework of these four brachas alakos, the Kiddush alakos, Asher Geolonu alakos, the Birchas HaMazon alakos alayayin, and the Birchas HaShir alayayin. And that's why many have the practice that you hold up the kos the whole time. Not only you hold up the kos during the Kiddush, and you hold up the kos during Asher Geolonu, but you hold the kos also the whole Birchas HaMazon, even if you're not benching the Mizumin. And you hold the kos during the whole Birchas HaShir. The Birchas HaShir is the fourth bracha that you say that begins with Nishmas Kol Chai and goes all the way till Yishtabach. All the way to Yishtabach in the Nusach Ashkenaz. In the Nusach Sfarad is a little different. It starts from Nishmas and it goes to Yehalalucha. They have slightly different arrangement. But the Mishnah in Pesachim calls that a bracha. That's called Birchas HaShir. It begins from Nishmas. So many are makpid, the Briskub are makpid like that. The whole across the whole time from the beginning of Nishmas till the end. Because from the Gemara, it would appear the favorite that the Chachamim are misakin to recite four brachas alakos on Pesach night. Whenever you recite a bracha alakos, so the Gemara says in brachas, it's supposed to pick up the kos. A tefach. Tefach is around 4 inches above the table. If you're sitting on the floor, you pick up from the floor. If it's on the becher, it's on the table, you have to pick up 4 inches from the table. B'diyeved, if somebody said kiddush and he didn't pick up, or somebody says avdol and he doesn't pick up the becher, b'diyeved is yotzi anyway. But the chatchila, there's a din by every bracha kos that you should be magbia min akarka tefach. Unless the person is nervous, and his hand is going to shake and it's going to spill the wine all over. So that's Shasav Chakiri Evedon. But if the person is not nervous, so the proper thing is that whenever he recites a Bracha Lakos, he should pick up the Kos the whole time that is recite.
Yeah.
So we have on Pesach night, all four are the Bracha Salakos. Kiddush we know is a Bracha Lakos. Hashem Yalonu Shteit in the Ma'at and Hagoda. So you're supposed to cover up the Ma'at and pick up the Bech when you say Hashem. It says lift up the cup. But by the Birchas HaMazon and by the Nishmas, it doesn't say. So that's what some Dalai Lama added on, that those are also bracha salakos. They should, Yeah, those are the brachas that the Chacham Ma'am is talking to be recited on.
You're inspired, and you only make two brachas salakos.
No, you mean you only say Bar Priya Gofen twice, but it's still a bracha alakos, you still say Asher Geolonu alakos, without Bar Priya Gofen, but you still should hold the kos for Asher Geolonu. And even if you don't say Bari Priya Gofen on the fourth kois, because you already said for the third kois, eventually you don't say on the fourth kois, the Sfardim, but you say Nishmas is a Brach Halakos. It's still a Brach Halakos.
Anyone says to pick up the whole Halakos, not just
Nishmas. Right, others are makbid that you should not only pick up the kos for the Brach Halakos of Nishmas, but for the entire Halel, because the Gemara has a statement in Brachas and Daf Lamed Hey, Inamim Shira, Elo Al Hayayin. So the context in the Gemara Brachas is completely different. The Gemara goes there, B'shas HaKrovis Karbonis. When they brought the Karbonis Tzibu in the Beis HaMikdash and they did Nisach Hayayin, so the Levim would sing the Shira at the time the Kohanim would be pouring the wine down the pipes on the Mizbech. Inamim Shira, the Levim only say Shira in the Mikdash. Al Hayayin, when the Kohanim are pouring the wine down, has nothing to do with us. But the Rishonim already extended and they say that you only say Shira in connection with Yayin goes on a bracha ala Yayin and goes on reciting Halal ala Kos. So some Rishonim say over here, the Beis Yosef quotes some Rishonim say that the Halal on Pesach night is recited ala Yayin and it's a tchin of Shira ala Yayin. So if it's Shira ala Yayin, so some add on, you should hold up the Kos during the entire Halal. That's already not only Asher Geolonu, but even the two chapters of Halal that you recite before Asher Geolonu. It's very three times as much. And not only from Nishmas till the end, which is a long bracha, all of the whole section of Hal that you recite after the benching is quite a few pages. You should pick up the kos. That's already chumah. So the Mishnah has in Ezel Mekayman that there are four special dinim on Pesach night in conjunction with the Achilas HaPesach. It's only Nechol Balayla is the first chumah. What does that mean? So some Rishonim say that all it means is that whereas all other karbanos you eat at Yom V'Layla, you eat at Shnei Yom V'Layla, at Pesach you can only be Yotzei on Pesach. But if you mekabel Moisef Mechayel Al HaKadosh mekabel Yom Tov early, then you can eat it Mivol Yom also. That we don't paskin like. We paskin that you cannot fulfill a mitzvah HaLayla Mivol Yom even during this Zman of Tosefes. So you have to wait till Layla. The second thing the Mishnah has is that you have to eat it before Chatzos. The Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanaim, whether the eating of the Korban Pesach before Chatzos is a din de araisa or a din de rabbonim. The Gemara has the dispute, the machlokes of Akiva and Ablozim ben Azar, in the first parak in Brachos. How do you touch the pasuk? It says in the Chumash that at the time of Pesach Mitzrayim, they have to eat masnechem chagurim na'alechem raglechem akelchem b'yedchem, v'chaltam osa b'chipazim Pesach ul Hashem. So Now lechem brag lechem, they shouldn't eat supper with their slippers on. They should have their shoes on. Now kelchem yetchem, they should hold their hands, they should hold the stick in the hand ready to go. How do you tight shvachaltam osa bichi pozen? You should eat it quickly. It's not healthy to rush through your food. What do you mean quickly? You should eat it per kedei achilas pras. You should eat the gezeis tef achilas pras. That's a regular din. That's a din of theirs. What do you mean vachaltam osa bichi pozen? What do you mean you should rush when you're eating? So the Gemara seems to understand that it doesn't mean that. The Gemara understands achaltam osa bichi pozen doesn't mean how you should eat it. It means when you should eat it. When is this man of achilas? So the Tanaim have a machlokes. Does it refer to chipazin the Yisrael? Does it refer to chipazin the Mitzrayim? You should eat the Korban Pesach at the time that you will be rushing. Not that you should eat it in a hurry. You should eat at the time that the Jews will be rushing or that the Mitzrayim will be rushing. The Yidden were rushing, the Gemara says, when it came the end of the night, because Al Yetzi Yishma Pesach Beisah Boker, they had to stay at home the whole time. But then when it's going to be Boker, then they're going to leave. So chipazin the Yisrael was right at the end of the night. They were interested in leaving. The chipazin the Mitzrayim was at Chatzos. When a Chatzos alayla, there was Makas Choyres, so the Mitzrayim were crazy. They started running. They said, get the Eden out of here already. Let them leave already. So the chipazin of Mitzrayim was at Chatzos, the Gemara says. The chipazin of Israel was at
Chatzos.
Yeah, right after. Before Chatzos. At Chatzos. Okay, at Chatzos. Right. Starting at Chatzos. So the Gemara says that that's the Machlekes HaTanaim, how to translate the Pasuk. You don't translate, you should eat the Korban Pesach in a rush. That's not healthy. You should eat the Korban Pesach at the time that there's going to be a rush. Whose rush? Then the Yidden are going to be rushing or the Mitzrayim are going to be rushing. So that's the Machlekes HaTanaim. So if you say Chipazin the Mitzrayim, then it means you have to finish the Korban Pesach Men HaTorah by Chatzos. And the Gemara understands that that's a Din L'Doiris. You could have said, Makelchem B'yadchem, that's only Hoyrusha, that's only Pesach Mitzrayim. It's not a din in Pesach Doris. A Pesach Doris, you're not allowed to eat with your slippers on, relaxing, in a reclining chair. You have to duck to hold on to your stick and wear your shoes and be ready. Be ready to leave. That's only, it says the Feirish in the Gemara, that's only Hoyrusha. So, who the name you could have said, perhaps, that you have to eat it by Chatzos.
There surely was no
Hesedah.
In Mitzrayim, there surely was no Hesedah.
How can you tell?
Relaxed. They weren't ready to go out.
They say they relaxed. No, it says they should be ready to leave.
But they say they
should be ready to leave. Maybe they didn't say that. I don't know.
He asked the king, but he saw it. He's then he taught him a saver. That means beforehand it is not a saver.
Could be. Could be. I don't know. Could be. No, Hesev is only with the Rabbanan. Hesev is only with the Rabbanan. But you want to know the Mitzvah. Was the Hesev? I don't know. So the Tanoim have a machlek is whether the din of Chatzos by Korban Pesach is a real din deraisa, and if it is deraisa, then it applies l'doris. The Gemara says, even though the first half of the pasuk is only harashah. Yeah, the Gemara says, right, you have to finish it by Chatzos. After Chatzos, the Gemara says, becomes noisa. Or should you say no, that minatari, you can maybe eat it v'chal t'mos bichi pozon, you can eat it up until the time of the pozon to Yisrael, up until alois hashaka, you can eat it. And the whole din of Ein Nechel Ela Chatzos is only a din with the Rabbanon. Kedela Harchi Kesod and Menaver, like by Korban Chatos. That Menater, if you bring a Korban Chatos, you can eat it Yom V'Laylo, Kol Alaylo, until Amur HaShachar. In the Rabbanon, Kedela Harchi Kesod and Menaver. So they said, you're not allowed to eat it after Chatzos. My Nafkimina, the din is Halacha L'maisi, you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos. Either it's a din deraisa, it's a din de Rabbanon. What's the difference? Halacha L'maisi, the same thing. So the Gemara says at the very end of the next to the last half himself in the Nachmin is, what about Matzah Bizmanazer? What about Mor? What about Abakaz? What about the rest of the Haggadah? If you hold that the din of Chatzos is a din deraisa, then not only does it apply to the Korban Pesach Mitzrayim, it applies even to the Pesach Doris, and applies to all the mitzvahs halayla. Why to all the mitzvahs halayla? Because of the Hekish. There's a comparison in the Pasuk between Korban Pesach and Matzah. And some Rishonim say Abakaz is in Haggadah and Mor, and everything has to be finished by Chatzos. You have to finish Nirtza. You have to finish drinking the fourth course. That's how some Rishonim say the Ramah quotes it. You have to finish everything by Chatzos. But if you hold that the din of Chatzos is only a din with the Rabbanah, Kedei Lahachi, Kesodim, and Avere, so then the Gemara says that this Gzeira wouldn't apply to Matzah. The Gzeira makes sense by Korban Pesach. You have to hurry up and eat it before Chatzos. We're afraid you may wait till later and eat it when there'll be an Issa Kores. If you wait till after Alois HaShach is still very dark outside. It's around an hour and a half before sunrise, and it's not pitch black. It is pitch black. You look outside, Alos HaShach, it doesn't look too much different from midnight. It's not the same as midnight. Alos HaShach is very dark outside. So if you allow the person to eat the Korban Pesach, according to this man deraisa, up until Alos HaShachar, he may eat it so late, after Alos HaShachar, he'll violate the Issur Koras of Noiser. So Kedei L'Hachik, to Sodom and Aver, we want to prevent people from violating Averis. So we say, we don't allow you to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzot. But matzah, what terrible tragedy will happen if he'll eat the matzah after Alos HaShachar? But if I fell in the mitzvah for matzah, so he didn't do the mitzvah matzah. Or to Gibzokta Brachal of Atolah. He said, "Hashem Kedushanu b'mitzvah." So it's one of Achilas Matzah on the morning of the first day of Yontif, and it was after this month. Hatzik is Doksa Brachal of Atolah. So the world is not going to come to an end. Yeah, that's not miyakiv though. You can eat the Korban Pesach. Yeah, the mitzvah b'shleimus is to have Pesach with matzah and mar. Why not?
I mean, if you're going to observe a machabel on
yeah, it wouldn't
be a chance.
So yeah, but let's say Bizman Azeh. Let's say Bizman Amigdash, you're eating separate. And he happens to eat the Korban Pesach before, and then he'll eat the matzah after Chatzos. So if the din of Chatzos is a din deraisa, then the Gemara says it applies to all the mitzvahs halal. If the Chatzos is only a din of the Rabbanon, then it's ke'agzerik, ke'delahachik, sodom and albeer, then the Gemara says it doesn't apply to matzah. So that's the shaila. How do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rav Lozen ben Azariah? Do we paskin like Rabbi Akiva? The din of Chatzos, is it their Raisa or their Rabbanon? That's the shaila. So the Gemara says that Mishnah in Ezel Mekoyman that says HaFesach Eino Nechal Elo At Chatzos, a double negative, Eino Nechal Elo At Chatzos, sounds like it's a real din der Raisa. If it would only be a din with the Rabbanon, the Mishnah wouldn't write it in such a stark, strong lotion. It would say, you don't write a double negative, Eino Nechal Elo At Chatzos, sounds like it's a real din der Raisa. So you ought to say, Halachik Yistam Mishnah, the din should be like the Mishnah there in... And it's El Mekoyman, that if you eat it after Chatzos, it's a din deraisa that it's no good. But the first Mishnah in Psochim sounds like the din of Chatzos by Korban Pesach is also only with the Rabbanon. It says, "Vlam Orim Chacham and Chatzos Kedel Hachik Sodom and Aveira." It sounds like it's only with the Rabbanon. So that's a shayla in the Rishonim. How do you pass it? So you pass the Chatzos is a machlek, it's Pesach, the Rambam, other Rishonim. But the Chatzos is deraisa, the Rabbanon. So that's what we're machmed at. Maybe the din of Chatzos is deraisa. And if it's the Raisa, then the Shira of Chatzos applies to all the mitzvahs halayla. So therefore, they recommend that you should finish the Apikoyman before Chatzos. And some Rishonim say you should even finish the Arbikoises, but the Halal should finish everything before Chatzos.
The Raisa,
you
even
after
the Shabbos?
Yeah. Yeah, but the Shabbos is there a din that you have to eat it before Chatzos or not? The Korban Pesach state beferish you have to eat before Chatzos. What about Matzah state nish beferish? So the Amoraim discusses. So the Amoraim, Rav says... Okay, but he won't be doing an Aveira. He will miss fulfilling the mitzvah. But that's not, apparently from the Gemara would appear, that's not sufficient reason to make Gzeira. The Prima Gordim is Mazvedat Gemara. The Hagdom is Arachim. He writes, what's the marker that the Chachamim learned out from the Chumash that they have the authority to make Zeris? So the Gemara Nivam is Afkhafal, learns out from the Pasuk, Ushmartim es Mishmarti. So the Gemara Darshan says, Asu Mishmeris Lumishmarti. The Chachamim are authorized to institute Zeris, Kedel Hachik is Adam and Avera. So the Gemara has a Lashon, whenever it says in Chumash, Hishamah pen Vial, Ein Eloloi Sese. Whenever it says Hishamah means Alav. So when the Pasuk says, Ushmartim es Mishmarti, you should institute a siyog, asu siyog, lim mishmarti. Mishmarti has the connotation of preventing people from violating averis. But if you're not worried that people are going to violate averis, you're just worried they won't be fulfilling mitzvahs, so the Prima Gaon points out, from that pasuk, it would appear that the Chacham have no authority to make exer. So that's the simple pshat in this Gemara, the end of Psochem. That if Chatzos is deraisa, then it applies to matzos. If Chatzos is only the Rabbanon, by Korban Pesach, kedei l'hachik sodom and aver. So that's an aver deraisa. Eating Korban Pesach when it's noisar, after Alos HaShachar, that's an Issur deraisa. But eating matzah after Alos HaShachar, what's the aveira? Brachal HaVatolah, that's only the Rabbanon. So that's Gzeira L'Gzeira. He will miss the mitzvah of eating matzah. It'll be the wrong matzah. So that's a harchoka for a mitzvah. And they have no right to make a harchoka for a mitzvah. That's the kasha. That's what the Prima Gaon asks. He has Gemaras that back him up, that you can't make Gzeira if you're afraid that people won't fulfill a mitzvah. So what do you do the very first Mishnah in Brachas? That the one Tana says there, that Min HaTorah can really recite Kriya Shema Kol HaLaila mid the Rabbanan, you have to finish before Chatzos. What's the Aver? The Aver is that he shouldn't miss the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. So he says there it's Taken, not a Gzeira. There it's just a Psazrizes that you should say Kriya Shema before. But if you didn't say before, then you say Yiftah. And which is left to give a Teretz? It seems to be against the Gemara. The Mishnah, the Gemara seems to say that if you didn't say before Hatzais, you shouldn't say after Hatzais Kriya Shema. That's Shala. How can they make an Easter
today? The children come to him and ask him in Shala what to do. And then they would mean they were not allowed.
You don't say Kriya Shema because you're not yet saying anything. That's the problem, right? So the Prima Gadim has difficulty with that. But he has Gemaras that bring out his point, though. He has Gemara. Well, that's the problematic Mishnah, that Mishnah in Pro. Yeah, that's the hekesh, right? That you compare the matzah and the maror have the same zman. So if the chatzos is deraisa by the korban pesach, the chatzos is going to be deraisa by the matzah. According to Hill, you have to eat it bikricha achas. You have to eat it together. The Gemara says yes. Avadi is going to be eating together. It's going to be the same zman.
You couldn't make any of the sayings till after chatzos. What you should say, what you should not say.
Yeah.
I think Rogan Avram has a list of things.
I think this would apply to a person who's tummy, no? In other words, if a person is tummy, can't bring problem Pesach, but he has to eat matzah and moro, no?
Right.
So this is the way the problems come in. In other words, does he have to eat before Pesach or not?
Okay, I like this man as well.
Yeah.
This man talks about this man as well. Same thing as a tummy.
I'm talking about this man
as well. Same thing. The exact same thing. Mm-hmm. The Mishnah also says the Pesach is Eina Nechal Ela Leminuyev, unlike all other korbanos. Let's say a person brings a korban teida, a korban shlamim, so he doesn't have to decide in advance before the shechitas korban whom he's going to invite to eat it. After he shechts the korban, he cooks it, he grills it, whatever, he decides whom he wants to invite. But korban pesach is a special, then you have to have all of the menuyim decided in advance before the shechitas korban. And whoever is not the manui is not permitted to eat from the korban pesach. It's a special then. There's a big machlokes and achrayim.
That's a different.
They should no, but this minuyim is a different din here. Here is a special din of minuyim. It has to be minuyim. Here is a big machlekes in achrayim and recent gedolim. What's the gather hadin of Rav is right or wrong? Whether to be a mamun on the korban pesach, whether it means that you have to have a bailus. Or not, because the Gemara talks about an Eved Kenayni eating Korban Pesach. The Gemara draws the contrast between an Eved Kenayni as opposed to an Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri is Mamish Ayid. An Eved Kenayni is also Ayid. He's part of the Mitzvahs, he's part of the Tzim, but it's Chayv in all the Mitzvahs that the women are Chayv on. So what about Korban Pesach? Korban Pesach also. If women are Mechuyim in Korban Pesach, then Eved Kenayni is also Mechuyim in Korban Pesach. The Gemara has all Machlokes HaTanaim, but the women are Mechuyim in Korban Pesach. And that's Tzadigal. So an Eved Kenayni wants to eat a Korban Pesach. So the Gemara says in Eilu Dvorim, and the Gemara says in Yevamos, in the first half of Perek Ha'Orel, on the final days, that there's a difference between an Eved Ivri and an Eved Kenayni as far as becoming a Mamun on a Korban Pesach. An Eved Ivri is basically an independent man. He works for him, he's an Eved for this Balabos, but he's basically on his own. So he can become a Mamun on a Korban Pesach without authorization from his Balabos. He's my Balabos, I work for him from 9 to 5. So I work for him 24 hours a day. All other workers work 9 to 5 or whatever. And yet, poor Eved Ivri has to work double. Bayom Balailo, Eved Ishraba Balailo, he's Goal Shikha. Knainis, in order to be Mother's blood, whatever. He works Bayom Balailo. But that's all. He just works and that's all. My Neshama doesn't belong, I'm an Eved Ivri. My Neshama doesn't belong to my Balabas. I can become a Mamun on a Korban Pesach without authorization for my Odom. Shenikin, Eved Knaini. The Gemara says his gufa kana, his neshama belongs to the Adam in a certain sense. The Eved Kenayni cannot become a mamuna and a korban pesach without rishus from the balabos. So the Gemara in Perek Ha'Isha discusses how does the Eved Kenayni become a mamuna, and the Gemara does not raise the problem. How does he become a mamuna and a korban pesach if mashe kana Eved kana rabo? So he has no yad. That the Gemara in one place considers it a problem. The other place, the Gemara does not consider it a problem. The Gemara not something more brushes over. The Gemara does not, the Pharisee does not consider it a problem. So the Menhas Chinuch raises this contradiction. He doesn't have any parents. He doesn't know what you do with the Mamash Hastir between two Gemaras. They're around 5 blot apart from each other in Periklesia. One Gemara says that there is a problem. Masha Kana Ebed Kana Rabba. How can he become a Mamuna and a Korban Pesach? He doesn't have a Yad to be a Balam. How can he be a Mamuna? Yeah, the Gemara says it's not a problem. Just has to have the authorization of his Odin to become a Mamunah. Once his Odin gives Rishus that I should, I'm an Evik Nani, he gives me Rishus I should eat with him, whatever, then it's okay. I can become a Mamunah and there's no problem. How can I be Mamunah? How am I Koina? The Gemara, the other Gemara. Right, so the Gemara says that. The Gemara, and the one Gemara where they're worried about the problem, so they solve it like that. If someone gave money, I'm an Ashkenazi and Rabbi Rishus. And the other Gemara doesn't even consider it a problem. The initial problem just need authorization. Once the Odin gives the authorization, there's no problem. So that's the big machlokes. So what do you do? The Mechilta says, sounds like it says, like the Brisker Rav pointed out, that you need Mishri Dech, means you have to be a part by Lim to be called a Mamuna. And in the Gemara in the Babli, it sounds like a contradiction. Unless you hear the machlokes somewhere. That's the problem that the Achrayim work on. No.
No.
No, the Mishnah says, whichever one was Nishkat first, that's the only one you may eat in. If you put your name on two lists, then with the Sheva, you have to determine which one was Nishkat first. And if you can't determine which one was Nishkat first, you may not eat from either. Because whichever one was Nishkat second, you're not allowed to eat it. Shalom Lemenuya. It's an Issa teach Shalom Lemenuya. There's a Rash on the Teres Kohanim. There's a Pirush Arash Mishanta printed on the side of Teres Kohanim. It's a regular Teres Kohanim. It's a Ravid. So the Rash Mishant has a Chiddush Nifla. He says, there's no Issa to eat from a Kavim Pesach Shalom Lemenuya. It's just that you won't be Yotze. You won't be out to the mitzvah. So the whole Achrayim say it's against the Gemara. So the Pharisees says it's it. Against the Mishnah, it's not against the Gemara. The Mishnah say, if I put my name on two lists, and I can't eat, so whichever Korban Pesach was Nishchat first, that's the one and only one I may eat from. I may not eat from the second one. If I don't know which one was Nishchat first, I may not eat from either. So what's the problem according to the Rash Mishan that there's no Issa to eat, let them know, just as in the Gennad Yaitzeh. So what's this? So you'll eat the Kazai's here, Kazai's there, and Marashach you'll be Yaitzeh. It's even the Mishnah that there's an Issa to eat, let them know. What's the Issa? It's a good question. Shouldn't the Rash Mishan be right? What's the Issa to eat Shalom Lemenuya? Why should there be an Issa? That's what the Eretz Hamech writes in his Sefer. He says, the Yalduso, when he was younger, he used to think that even according to the Tanur of Lozim and Azari, that the Pesach Zeno Nechal El Ar Chatzoyis is a Din Min HaTeiro, it's a Din Mederaita. He used to think that it means that if you eat it after Chatzoyis, you won't be out to the Mitzvah of Korban Pesach. But it doesn't become nicer at Chatzoyis. Why should it become nicer? The man of the Korban Pesach is Yom V'Laylo. Like a Korban Chatzos is Yom V'Laylo. Except that if you eat it after Chatzos, you won't be able to the Mitzvah of Korban Pesach. But in the Yetzer Tam, should you say that it's Noisa? And then he says, after learning from the Sifta a few times, he saw that it's not so. Zachar HaBeferish Gemara around here, Daf Ayin, Daf Ayin Aleph, but the Gemara has the Ferish, that after Chatzos, it becomes Noisa according to Rav Lozer ben Azari. That's the Shad Attack of why? Ayin Aleph Amin Aleph on the fourth line from the bottom. Hari Pesach Rav Lozim and Azari the Basa Ifzalei Mechatzoyis. The Basa becomes Nifzalei after Chatzoyis. Not some that if you lead it after Chatzoyis, you won't be out to Mitzvah Korban Pesach, he'll be out to Mitzvah Achilus Kach Mekalim. Eating the Pesach after Chatzoyis should be like eating any other Shlomim, whatever you want. That's how the Yosef Mech writes the used to thing. Until he has it over the Gemara a few times and it's sank in. The Gemara said, the fair is not so. That it's an Issa. What could the Issa be? Right?
Then
the Pharisee
positive
was here on
both
here.
Doesn't say anything about
Katzai. Right.
Come along and say,
you
should become nicer.
Well,
Blood
Ben
Azari
has the positive of a Haltamos of Bichi Pazak.
But there's a
positive of Pazak.
Let's
assume. No, no, no. Taisa says that Kashim Brock is upset. Taisa says that Kashim. How can Blood Ben Azari say, the Chipazim de Mitzrayim, you should eat it at this man of Chipazim means by Katzai. If the Pazak is a nice man, I broke a base to Shrofa. So Taisa says an answer. Taisa has an answer. And the Briska have their own answer. That's Mefurs and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and Rav Elvela has it. And they say that Rav Chaim said, Rav Chaim didn't say, and Rav Kimina. But they all say the same answer. Everybody says over now the same answer. That you have korbanos, even though the Zman Achila is up, but it's still called the Zman of the Korban officially. The Moshe, like Korban Shlomim. If you bring a Korban Shlomim, let's say on a Tuesday afternoon. So the Korban Shlomim is Nechash Shnei Yomim V'Layel Echad. You can eat the Shlomim Tuesday night, and Wednesday till Shkia. What about Wednesday night? You can't eat the Shlomim. What if you eat the Shlomim on Wednesday night? You chayv koris or not? Did it become nicer? If you eat nicer, you chayv koris. Does it become nicer that you chayv koris? So the Gemara has a machlekes amarayim. I think it was Rabbi Yechanan and Chitzki Rabbi Yechanan. In Zochin, in Ezel Mekoyman, the Gemara, the end of Ezel Mekoyman is machlekes Chitzki Rabbi Yechanan. If you eat the Sar Shlomim or the Yom Shlishi, the night of the third day, the night following the second day, it's only Nefesh Neyam of Alayla Echad, the night in between. But if you eat it the night after, whether you chayv koris or not. Or the Moshel, he shef the Korban Shlomim today, on Tuesday afternoon, having bedeya to eat the korban shlamim next week. So that makes it tigul. If you intend b'shas shchitas hakorban to eat it chutz l'zmana, becomes tigul. What if you shech the korban shlamim today, intending to eat it or liyom shlishi? I intend to eat the shlamim on Wednesday night. And you're not allowed to eat it. So the Gemara has the same machlokes. Does it become tigul or not? Why? If one would eat it on Wednesday night, it would be an Issa Koris because it's nicer. That's called intending to eat the korban after this month. But if you would say that you eat it on Wednesday night, you're just not yet to the mitzvah of achilas hashlamim, but it's not nicer, there's no Issa Koris, then the Gemara says it wouldn't become pigul because there's this man achilas hakorban and then there's this man hakorban. Every korban has his man, and after this man, then it becomes distal belina, then it becomes nicer. But it could be that this man achila, this man that you're supposed to eat the korban, precedes this man of the korban. So that's how the briskers say the pshatan of Lozer and Azad. Even though he holds that the pesach is only nechal, ad chatzoyis, that means that this man a mitzvah is till chatzoyis. But the korban basically is a korban like a korban chatzis, that this man is yom v'laylo, all night long. So even after laylo, even after chatzoyis, you can't eat it. So that's trying to say, why can't you eat it? So the Yosemech is right. Why don't you say that you should be able to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzai? So you won't be able to the Mitzvah's Korban Pesach. So it'll be considered like eating a Korban Shlomim. So that's what the Yosemech is Meirer. He says, you always used to think like that till the Chazah the Gemara, it says the Feirish, that you're not allowed to eat it after Chatzai. So the answer is, there's another Gemara. The Gemara says, what if you eat? The Gemara says that the... And that mem aleph on the base, on the fourth line from the bottom, the Gemara says, what's wrong if you eat the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach? You shech the Korban Pesach at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and you broil it, and you eat it at 4:30 before Shkia. What's wrong? What were you over? So the Gemara says, it's an Isser Esteh. You don't get Malkus, you didn't violate a Lois Esteh, there's no law, but you violate an Isser Esteh. It says, Ve'ochlus habasa ba'layla hazeh, ba'layla en ba'yom lo, and it's a law abo mechlal haseh, a law abo mechlal haseh, and loikim alo. It does not do me the law of Hakim. Except according to one time, I hold that a lot of Bama Chalala says, like Moses, so then you would be like him. That's Gemara Mem Beis Menachem.
What about Mevatel? Actually, again later at night?
Right, he wasn't Mevatel. He is going to eat again at night. But it's still a lot of Bama Chalala says. So what is that uptight? What's the definition of that lot of Bama Chalala say? Yochlis HaBosa Balayla says, and I say, eat the Pesach Balayla. But what's the lot of Bama? The lot of Bama Chalala say teaches you not to eat the Korban Pesach, Shaloi B'Torah's Korban Pesach. You're only allowed to eat the Korban Pesach if you're fulfilling the mitzvah, achilas korban pesach thereby. So if you're going to eat it mevod yom and you don't fulfill the mitzvah, then it's an iser asay. If you eat it after chatzos l'Rav Lozer ben Azariah, it's an iser asay. If you eat it shelo l'menuyah,
it's
reverse nice. Kodesh mana. Okay, reverse nice. Okay, put it like that. Okay. If you eat it, but it's not a reverse nice, it's a getter adin. You're not permitted to eat the korban pesach in any fashion where you're not yet to the mitzvah of korban pesach. That's the lava bo machlala say. It doesn't only apply to zmanim, bayom, or eftachatzos. It applies to lolim nuya. What's the mocha? The Rash is right. The Rash should be right. He's wrong. He's not right, but he should be right. Why isn't the Rash right? He writes in his Tirish on Teres Kahanim. There is no reason to teach lolim nuya. It's just, if you lead a Korban Pesach, you won't be yoytzeh. So the Achronim all point that. Rabbi Nachum Zen and many others, they all point that it's against the Mishnayos. So what's taka the answer? But isn't he right in Torah? So the answer is, it's right, but it's against this essay. The essay of the Ochlus Habasa Balayla, that means Balayla and Bayom Lo, that's a lav habamach lava say that it's forbidden to eat the Korban Pesach in any fashion, okay. You're not being yet to the Korban Pesach. That's the getter, Edna?
Because he doesn't know which Korban he
He's only fulfilling the essay on one of them, not on the other one.
He doesn't know which one.
He
doesn't
know. On one of them he'll be fulfilling the essay, and the other one he won't. There's no essay on the other. I don't know if you say yes to Dechalais essay like that. I know Bivade I'm doing an Aveira, and I'm doing in this. You say yes to Dechalais essay? No. I don't know. Yes to Dechalais essay would be a different thing. No. Esa Dechalais Tessa is exactly the exception to the rule. Mitzvah Baba Avera means if the Avera was done earlier, and the Mitzvah is done later. But if it's done b'idna, simultaneously, then that's the exception to the rule. You say Esa Dechalais
Tessa. It's not a real life process.
But here he's eating two kizaisim. One is fulfilling the Mitzvah, and the other one, which is the Avera, he's not fulfilling any Mitzvah, just that he doesn't know which is which. I don't know if you say Esa Dechalais Tessa. I don't know if he said. Taisin says other klolim. Taisin said the end of Erev and Andav Kuf says that Esay is not dechaloy. Taisin, whenever you were posheya, whenever it's you a fool, that you are in a predicament. You don't know which is the carbon pencil, so it's your own fault. So then you don't apply Esay dechaloy. Taisin says that right in the Gemara. Then the Gemara says in Migdash, Esay is not dechaloy. Taisin Migdash. Ashadu, well, this is called Migdash. Because you eat the carbon pesach in Yerushalayim, you don't need it in the Migdash. Some of it is a terrace on the kasha, but the Mishnah says that you're not allowed to eat either. You're not permitted to eat the carbon pesach if you don't know which is the lemeruyah, which is not lemeruyah. And then the Mishnah has the fourth din, a pesach and a nachal, Allah told you that you're only permitted to eat the carbon pesach if it's broiled. You're not permitted to eat it in any other fashion. The Mishnah has in Makom Shenagu that there were different minhagim after the Churban HaBayis. The Man HaBayis, you had to eat a dafke tzolit. After the Churban HaBayis, in some places they had a minig where they ate dafke broiled flesh on Pesach night to make a zechel of Pesach. In other communities, they had a minig with dafke not to eat, just for not to eat tzolit, not to eat broiled on Pesach night, in order that no one should think that you're eating kachim bachut. So Arayam Azad, there's still two minhagim by some Sfardim, by many Sfardim, I guess. They have a minig dafke to eat broiled, like that old minig that appears in the Mishnah. To make a Zechel Pesach, I was told. And most of Eastern Europe, by most of the Ashkenazim and the Shulchan Aruch, they quote that our meaning is that we don't eat Tzol. In order that no one should think that we're eating Kachim Bachus. There is a.
You allow
us to eat
the next
day. Bayom.
Yeah.
Bayom, the two minhagim. Yeah, the most popular, overwhelmingly popular meaning is that you're permitted to have broiled food, broiled flesh. On the day, yeah, on the daytime. And some Achrayim even have a minute that you don't eat it by Yom either. But that's not. If you broiled it, then you have to eat it, right? That's how we assume, that it's permissible to eat totally by Yom, only by Laila.
What would you say after? I don't understand. Why would you not eat it?
Some say that this minig not to eat totally on Leil Pesach is not limited only to Leil Pesach.
You can't be
a that's our meaning. Even chicken, There are different minhagim. The Gemara has in the first Perek Mishnah that the Gemara discusses the mitzvah of Aliyah LaRegel. So the Gemara says that it is a chiv to be Aliyah LaRegel on Pesach Shavuot. So the Gemara derives from the Pasuk. It says in the Chumash, when you be oil a regal to Yerushalayim, you shouldn't be afraid that the whole Eretz Yisrael will be emptied out. So who's going to be watching the borders? So the Pasuk says that you shouldn't be afraid that Shluch Mitzvein and Nizek, Makadosh Baruch Hu will defend the borders, and nothing will happen. Some ain't Sanuch Malanes, you have to leave soldiers also. But it means the Rav HaTzibur will be oil a regal to Yerushalayim, and they don't have to worry. So from the Pasuk, the Gemara derives that Mishain Lo Karka, whoever doesn't possess any property in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't have a mitzvah of Aliyah LaRegel. The Gemara doesn't say a word about Hakrov is called Pesach. The Gemara just talks about Vayach Menish Tartacha Baloi Cholei Ra'oi. No, and the Goyim will not desire your land. They won't come and take away your farm when you'll be Aliyah LaRegel. So the Gemara derives from the Pasuk, there's no Chi of Aliyah LaRegel if it's same Lord Karka Beretz Yisrael. Tosfos in the first Perek adds on to the Gemara what it doesn't say, that not only are you Potter from Aliyah LaRegel if it's same Lord Karka, you're even Potter from that the Gemara is on Daf Ches on the base. Yishen lo karka eno elo leregel. It's based on that pasuk. Leach menish yisat chabal lo yischa leirot. The Tosfos says that not only are you potter from Ali or leregel, you're also potter from Korban Pesach. Yishen lo karka Beretz Yisrael is potter from Korban Pesach. Where's the mocker for that? Yishen potter from Korban Pesach. Very schwer. So Mishlam Melech is. How can Tosfos come up with such a wild Kiddush? What is it? That's Babi Kurim, right? So how do you say by Korban Pesach? What does it have to do with it? So Tosfos proves it from the story in the Gemara. Tosfos had a hechrech, that is Tikkun Torah. The Gemara tells a story about Rabbi Yehuda ben Mesteira, who was one of the Tanoim, that there was a goy who was barimizach to Rabbi Yehuda ben Mesteira, that he fooled all the Jews. He has them all fooled. That it says in a Torah called Benecha LaYochel, but you're not permitted to allow Anochri to eat from the Korban Pesach. And he fooled all the Jews in Yerushalayim that year after year he goes and eats the Korban Pesach and they never figured out that he's a god. So Rabbi Ben Mesteira said, did they ever give you the tail, the alya, to eat? The alya you burn on the Mizbeach. So he asked the goy, did they ever give you the tail? So he said, no. So he said, obviously they know that you're a goy. They don't tell you. They only give the Jews the tail. They know that you're a goy. That's why they never gave you the tail. Next time you go to Yerushalayim, ask for the tail. You see that they're not going to give. they went to Yerushalayim next time, he was mocking the Kodesh Pesach, and he said, I want the tail. So he said, the tail? What are you talking about? The tail you burn on the Mizbeach. Where did you get such an idea? He said, the rabbi said I should ask for the tail. Rabbi Yudah ben Maseiah said, I should ask for the tail. What do you mean he asked for the tail? What are you, crazy? So they investigated, they found out he was a goy, and they killed him. That's what the Gemara tells us about. So Tosfos is bothered, the Achreinim are bothered with the kasha, why did they kill him? So he fooled them. So someone fooled you, so you kill him. So some say that he was Avraham Gzeilah. That since he brought the Korban Pesach on false pretenses that he was a Yid, and if they would have known that he was a Goy, they certainly wouldn't have sold him Kazai Korban Pesach. So he's a Ben Noach, he's Nerak Alagez, leaving Pochum Shalkuta, Chai Misa Metam Gez. So some Achreinim say, the Mincha Pchinach has a pilpul, he says, maybe Kol Ben Echel Yechel Boy, he quotes a Shailan from Rishonim. Maybe the Goy is Muslim on Kol Ben Echel Yechel Boy. He quotes a Machlok, some Achreinim say, the Yisr is that the Yidin are not permitted to give to the Nochim Ti. And others say that the Nochri is violating the Yisr. Again, as a Rasam, Zoy Misasam, if the Nochri violates any one of the mitzvahs that he has, it's Chai Mis. Shvere, Shvere Biwer. That kasha, why they killed the goy, Taisus doesn't answer. Taisus left that to the Achreinim to work on that. Taisus has a different kasha. Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira go to the oil of the regal? And the Gemara says that he lived in the season, and when they sent him a letter after they killed the goy, they sent a letter to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira that you live in the season, and with tzudos chaprusad Yerushalayim, and you have effect. Your effect is felt hundreds of miles away, all the way in Yerushalayim. So Taisus wants to know why wasn't he oil of the regal? Why didn't he go to the oil of the red? So Taisus suggests maybe he was an old sick man. He didn't have care. He was an old sick man. One answer. Then Taisus has another suggestion. One answer, maybe he had no koyach. And then Taisus says another answer, maybe he had no karka. That's what Taisus comes up with this chiddush nifum. Maybe he had no karka. Mishen no karka is not chayv to be oil of red. That's the suggestion that Taisus gives. That's a shvera chiddush. That's the Gemara and Av Gimel on the base. Yeah. What do you mean, what was the near mikvah? What does it do to bring carbon test on?
It doesn't go.
It's not allowed to go. Not allowed to leave there. It's forbidden to leave the Ori mikvah. What if a guy's in jail? What if a man is in jail? The Rabbanut put him in jail. He doesn't want to give his wife a guest, so let him sit in jail. That's all. Mikvah is in jail. But he should bring Pesach Sheni. Doesn't bring Pesach Sheni either. No. In jail is jail. Ori mikvah is in jail. That's cool.
He has no karka. He has no karka.
Oh, Mishael Okaka, Taisus claims that he's part of Mikolokom. That's a chiddush. The Mishnah Melech doesn't like it. He says there is no such Gemara. The Gemara just says he's part of Aliyah Regal. It doesn't say that he's part of from Korban Pesach.
If he's part of Aliyah Regal, he doesn't have to bring the Korban Pesach. They go together.
No, part of Aliyah Regal means he doesn't have to enter into the Azor and bring an Oilus Riyah. Oilus Riyah. He has to come to Yerushalayim and eat the Korban Pesach. He doesn't have to enter the Azor and chip in to buy a Korban Oilus Riyah. Two different things.
No.
Why?
They're
still chayvin Korban Pesach. Yeah, women. Women are not chayvin in Riyah and chayvin Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yishchai has a beautiful comment on this Gemara. He says that we should ask another kasha over here that. This time, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir lived after the Churban Abayis. So what's the whole story? What do you mean they were bringing Korban Pesach in his day? So Taisa says in another place, there were two Tanaim with the same name, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir. One of them lived in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, that's the one who lived in his Tzivin. And then there's a different one who lived after the Churban Abayis. There are two different Tanaim with the same name. Shveriter. So Rabbi Tzvi Yishchai suggests in the back of the Gemara, and then he has an estate for her, he has in his Kol Kitzvei, Rabbi Tzvi Yishchai, he has more barichas there. He suggests the following. He quotes from Josephus that soon after the Churban Abayis, he quotes from sources, that soon after the Churban Abayis, it was still assumed that Kitcha lost his lover. That even after the year 70, even after Tisha B'Av, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, but the Kedusha HaMikdash remained. That's the Psak HaRambam, that the Mokam HaMikdash retained the Kedusha, even the Churbana. The Raivit task is not, but the Raivit the Ramban task, and that after the Churban Abayis, the Kedusha was bottled. And you can go on the Mokam HaMikdash now, even though we're all Tomei. There's no answer because it doesn't have any Kedusha. But the Rambam Shita is that the Kedusha was remained. So he, so Rav Tzvi Yishchai's quote that soon after the Churban Abayis, the first couple of years, they still assumed that the Mokam HaMikdash maintained its Kedusha, and they used to bring the Korban Pesach every year on Erev Pesach. The Romans didn't let. So they used to make, you have to make a Mizbeach. They used to build a Mizbeach without permission. hide. He used to hide and build a mizbech. He couldn't hide for too long. They have Roman soldiers all over. He used to make a mizbech, shech the karmpes, zorek the dam, and run. So the young people could run. The old people couldn't run. And with the sakonis nefarshis thing, you know, mechiyus and moisa nefesh to bring a karmpes up to put your life in danger. So he says, but this is parem for dalek kashis on this story. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Meisair, there was only one person, Rabbi Yehuda ben Meisair. He lived soon after the Churban HaBayis. And they were makriven af al pi shein bayis, but it was b'sakona gedoylo. And they were afraid that this guy was going to snitch to the Romans, who would master to the Romans, who would kill everybody. So the din is that if a person is a raider, so he permitted and obligated to kill him. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Meisair didn't have the courage to put himself into sakona, to go start running, because the hechreach, they had to make him his bayach and shech the confessor quickly and then start running to hide. So he says only young gesunte menschen could do that. The older people couldn't do it. There would be the sakon. That's his interpretation of that gemara.
He said that everybody had a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, that somebody owned carpet in Eretz Yisrael, in Shemayim, that belonged to Kol Yisrael.
The Goyim say that everybody has a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. They say when you write a shtar hashore and you mark with something agav karka, what if he doesn't have any karka? The Tosfos in Ches Tzadatim quotes, and the Sugya Parvatala, the Tosfos quotes from the Goyim, the Rambam quotes also from the Goyim, and Hilchos Shluchim Meshutzim, that everybody has a chelik in Eretz, not Yerushalayim. Everybody must have a Yerushalayim in Eretz. So Tosfos says you see from the Gemara that it's wrong. Because the Gemara says, and the Rambam, they both say, you see in the Gemara many places that it tracks out the person who doesn't own any karka period, not in Eretz, not in Chutz Lord. From the Bnei Ephraim, who went there. Yeah, that's how the Achrayim found out. Yeah, yeah. That's what the Achrayim point out. The Korban Pesach Mitzrayim was clearly Yohai Rosh Hashanah. There was no Beis HaMikdash. And the Zrikas Adam was not on the Mizbech, was on Shtei HaMezuzos HaMashkeh. But not only was it Yohai Rosh Hashanah, it was also Yohai Rosh Hashanah Mitam Zeh. The Hainu that what? That no one owned any karka in Eretz Yisrael. Pesach in the time of certainly Har Yosha. What about the first Pesach? What about the first Pesach in Midbar?
They all own.
Not yet. The Gemara says that Eretz Yisrael Yerusha himi avisenu, muhzakas himi avisenu, but the Kenyan Paris they didn't have yet. They had a Kenyan Ogum, they didn't have a Kenyan Paris yet. In order to get the king of Paris, that took place only days of Yishuv Ben Nun. That's Mukhaf from the Gemara. They didn't have a king of Paris till the days of Yishuv Ben Nun. Till the Kibush, yeah. So if he doesn't have Karkin Eretz Yisrael, doesn't have the king of Paris yet, the Pesach would say that he's also Pesach. He's also Pesach from the Gemara of Lelei. The Rambam has a different shot. You mentioned before that the Pesach has to be Nechal Al HaSova. The Tosfos quotes in the name of the Yerushalmi that the reason for Nechal Al HaSova is because of the Gzeira Misham Shvira Setzem. There is a din in the Chumash, Ve'etzem Lo'esish B'Rubo, you're not permitted to break any bones in the Korban Pesach. Tosfos on Ayin Omer Aleph quotes at the top says, Lav Chayvi, so they say, to prevent, if the person is hungry and he's eager to eat the flesh, so we're afraid that he's going to break a bone in the Korban Pesach in his haste to eat. So that's why we insist that the Pesach should be Nechal Al HaSova. Al HaSova means that he shouldn't be starving. Once he's not starving, so we're not afraid that he's going to break any bones in the Korban Pesach. That's why the Rishonim have a kasha on that daf. There is a machlokes hatanoim ben Teima and the Chachomim regarding the nature of Chagigas Arba Asah. There is a din that every Yom Tov Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, you have to bring three korbanos. You have to bring an oilus Riyah, a Shalmi Chagiga, and a Shalmi Simcha. That's a tzeft in the first parak in Chagiga. Gimlin, Nitzvus, and Stavi Sob, Valiosim, Larego, you have to bring Riyah Chagiga, and Simcha. In addition to that Chagiga that you have to bring on Pesach, either on Yom Tov or on Chol HaMoed, there's another Chagiga Sarba Asah. The Korban Chagiga that you shecht on Erev Pesach and you eat on Leil Pesach. You're not Yotze the Mitzvah, that's not the same as the Chagiga that you have to bring in the middle of Pesach. That's a separate Chagiga. So where in the world does this Chagiga come from? This Chagiga Sarba Asah. So the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanaim where the Chagiga Sarba Asah is only the Rabbanan. You can bring a Chagiga whenever you... Chagiga is a shlamim. You can bring a shlamim whenever you want. You can bring a shlamim on Erev Pesach. They brought it before the Tamash of Ben Abay. The Korban Pesach they brought after the Tamash of Ben Abay. The Chagiga you brought before. So you can bring a Chagiga on Arba Asah. You can bring a Korban Shlamim on Arba Asah. There's no problem. Toidi you can't bring because it has the Chomet in it. But a Korban Shlamim you can bring. So many Tanoim are of the opinion that Chagiga is Arba Asah Lav the Araisi. So it's Lav the Araisi. Why did they institute it with the Rabbonim? So that's what Tosfos quotes. In order that the Korban Pesach should be Nechal Al HaSova. What's the Kpeda? Because we're afraid of the Chashash. Shvira Setzem. So if you leave a little bit of flesh first and you leave the Korban Pesach later, so we're not afraid any longer that it's going to be so starving that he's going to break the bones of the Korban Pesach. Ben Tema, however, is of the opinion that Chaygiges Abbas is the Raisa. I learned it out from a Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk that you bring Korban Pesach, Boka Vatsoin. So the Gemara says, what's our Boka Vatsoin? Boka is Behemagas and Tsoin is Behemadako. And it says in the Chumash that the Korban Pesach you can only bring Menach Pasim and Menachim Tikochu. It's only a Behemadak. You can't bring Boka. So the Gemara says, it must be that Boka refers to the Chaygiges Abbas. That you have to bring Chagigas Abbas, it needs to be Bakar Ratzon, and the Tom refers to the Korban Pesach itself. So according to Ben Taimor, Chagigas Abbas is a Din Daraisa. So the Gemara says, and what are the special dinim of the Chagigas Abbas? So the Gemara says that according to that Tana has all the dinim of the Korban Pesach. Just like the Pesach is only Nechol Tzoli, so the Chagigas Abbas is only Tzoli. Just like the Pesach is Decha Shabbos, the Chagigas Abbas is Decha Shabbos. And just like the Korban Pesach is, has an Issa Shvira Setem, so the Chagigas Abbas also has an Issa Shvira Setem. So that's the problem. The Chagigas Abbas has an Issa Shvira Setem also. So what's the whole idea of eating the Chagigas? What are you eating Ala Sova for? That's the Din Daraisa. You should eat Ala Sova. Nothing to do with Shvira Setem. Nothing to do with anything. So what's the whole Gedera Din of Chagigas Abbas? I don't know. The Rishonim ask it. They're not sure exactly what that Tana says. Why he says that the... Stronger.
Could be. Yeah,
but Chagiga, yeah, has all the same
things. Chagiga could be bought from Sol as well. No, it doesn't have to be definitely been a block. It could be bought from Sol as well.
But if you bring it from Anansom, that's what the Mishnah says, that in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, they had different fear kashas. So one of the shilas that they asked was regarding eating the Korban Pesach. They said, Shabbachal alayla ta'anachlin basa tzli shalakam avushal, alayla zeh kulot tzli. So the Gemara says, why do you say halayla that's on kufta zainam enough? What do you mean halayla zeh kulotli? So the Gemara says that the Mishnah follows that opinion of Ben Tema, that he holds that even the Chagigas Abbasar also has to be daf kitzli. And that's the shayla. Do we paskin like him or not? Do we paskin like him? Is Chagigas Abbasar decha Shabbos or not? According to Ben Tema, decha Shabbos has the exact same din. The Chayva Menater has the exact same din as Korban Pesach.
Our
minig is that when all year long on a regular Pesach we say we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ken Hashem HaKen HaYagiyena L'Muyadim L'Gram Lachem Abayim Kosein L'Shom HaKadosh Baruch Hu should rebuild the Beis HaMikdash V'Nechol Shom Min HaZvachim Min HaPsochim. We should eat the Zvachim refers to the Chagigas Abbasah. First you eat the Chagigas Abbasah and then Min HaPsochim, which you eat Al HaSov, you eat the Korban Pesach after having eaten the Chagigas Abbasah first. And then it says in the Haggadah that when Pesach falls out on Matzoi Shabbos, so the Chagigas Abbas is not Dechel Shabbos. Only the Korban Pesach is Dechel Shabbos, so you won't have any Chagigas Abbas period that year. So first, V'nechol Shom in Apsochim, you lead the Korban Pesach, and V'nechol Shom, you lead the regular Chagigas that you'll bring in the middle of Chol HaMoed, the last day Pesach, you bring it like that. So in our Nusach Haggadah that it says printed that you distinguish, obviously we work on the assumption that not like Ben Tema, the Chagigas Abbas is love the Raisa, and therefore it's not the Cheshav. So that's the question, whether that Nusach is correct or not. Right. Taisus quotes that the Shnei Tavshilin, the Mishnah has that on the Kaire, you have to have Shnei Tavshilin. The first thing, Gemara thought that there must be a different time for Shnei Tavshilin, one never explains what the time is. Originally, apparently, the Gemara thought that the idea behind Shnei Tavshilin is that it should be a Suda Hashuva. Like the din is on Erev Tisha B'Av, after Chatzos, you're not allowed to have Basar and the Suda Masek, you're not allowed to have Yayin, and even forgetting about Basar and Yayin, you're not allowed to have Shnei Tavshilim. You're not allowed to have Shnei Tavshilim. So that's a Suda Chashuva. Or Beisham Eshit is when you prepare an Erev Tavshilim, you have to have Shnei Tavshilim. We don't pass like that. We say one Tavshil is good enough, but Beisham Eshit and Beis is that Erev Tavshilim has to be a Suda Chashuva, the quote Shabbos, you have to prepare in again, Shnei Tavshilim. So apparently here, the Gemara thought originally that the idea of Shnei Tavshilim in the on the Kaira is that the Pesach big Suda on Leil Pesach should be a Suda Hashuva. Man Chayr Sein, and you should eat up the Shnei Tavshilin. Not time you should sit there and look pretty. You should eat it up. And then the Gemara comes to the Maskana that whatever you thought in the Havamin is not correct, that the idea of Shnei Tavshilin is Echad Zecher LePesach, Echad Zecher LeChagiga. Once you say that it's a Zecher, so then our practice is that we don't always eat it. We have a broiled piece of meat, and you don't eat it. Because we don't eat broiled meat, so we just have it there as Zecher LePesach. We don't eat it, but according to the Havamin of the Gemara that they thought that Shnei Tavshilin is that it should be a Suda Hashuva, so you should eat the Shnei Tavshilin to have a Suda Hashuva. So on the Maskana Gemara that they come to the conclusion that the Shnei Tavshilin is Zecher LePesach. Echad Zeichel HaGigah, the Tosafot points out that there are some who are Mahadir that when Pesach falls out on Motzoi Shabbos, and there wouldn't have been any Chagigah Sabrosa that year, so you shouldn't have Shnut Tavshilim. It would be sufficient with one Tavshilim. And our practice is not that we already have Shnei Tavshilim, but the Shaila is when you say the Nusach Lahabod, the Tfilah, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the schus that next Pesach we should eat the Korban Pesach, we should be in Yisham, and Echol Sham Min Azrochim, and Min Apsochim, you switch it. If now it's Matzoi Shabbos, just because this year is Matzoi Shabbos doesn't necessarily mean that next year is going to be Matzoi Shabbos. Never happens 2 years in a row. Never happens. But Pesach is Matzoi Shabbos 2 years in a row. Erev Pesach only is Shabbos 2 years in a row. Never happens. So that's why many times that it doesn't make sense that Shinui Nusach, that whenever Erev Pesach Chali is B'Shabbos, you should switch the Nusach and say, V'nechol Shem Min Apsochim, or Min Azvochim, that will eat the Korban Pesach first, then the Chagig in the middle of... It love
Pesach.
They say
that the
mission of the Gemara, that's the famous of one. Right. Rabbi Hepstein has in his autobiography a whole chapter that's called Kochavim No Tzitzin, where he has a whole list of things that he thinks are misprints in the Siddur, and in the Haggadah, and in the Machzor, and so on. He has a whole list of things. So one of the things that he has is the Nusach of Kiddush that we say on Yom Tov. The Kaddish is Sol V'Hazmanim. So he says in many of the old Haggadahs, you see the Perish, that was the Nusach that they had. On Pesach night, he said the Kaddish is Sol V'Chag HaMatzos. On Shavuos, he said the Kaddish is Sol V'Chag HaShavuos. So the printer didn't want to print such a long Nusach. So he wrote the Kaddish is Sol, and he put in small letters, the Hazmanim, that's instructions. So whatever the Yom Tov is, you fill it in on your own. If it's Rosh Hashanah.
Don't the Bavitcher have that? They don't get lighting candles on specific Yom Tov. They mentioned the Yom
Tov. I don't know. Rosh Hashanah, we do also. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we do also. But Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, I think most everybody does the same. There are Haggadahs that have that. There are old Sidurim that have that Nusach. That on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, Mekadosh Tzavach HaGamat, and on Shavuot Sukkot, Mekadosh Tzavach HaShavuot. That's one of the Haggadahs. He has a lot like that. And this he also claims that in the Mishnah, that in the text of the Mishnah, it says, V'nech HaShem min HaZvachim, min HaPstachim. In the text of the Mishnah, it appears on Daf Kuf Tei Zayin on the day. Here it says, V'nechol Shem Min HaTzochim Min HaZvochim. So it has it in parentheses, and it says on the left-hand side that in the Mishnah, Shteh B'Mishnah is, the Gir says, Min HaZvochim Min HaTzochim. So Rav Baruch Epstein writes in his Sefer that he thinks that the printer of the Haggadah had V'nechol Shem Min HaTzochim Min HaZvochim. And somebody wrote down in parentheses that the Mishnah, Shteh B'Mishnah is, like it has on the left-hand side of the Gemara. The Mishnah said the Mishnah is the Gears appears when Echol Sham Min Azochim and Min Apsochim. And then later they made a Rashi Tevis out of these two words. The Mishnah said the Mishnah, so they wrote Beis Mem Shin. The Mishnah said the Mishnah, and then later they wanted to be Mefanech the Rashi Tevis. So they thought that Beis Mem Shin is the Motzei Shabbos. But the real Pinuch of the Rashi Tevis is that it's the Mishnah said the Mishnah. That's what he suggests. That because Achrayim Taina, that it doesn't make any sense. Why should you change the Nusach HaMatzoi Shabbos? He's talking about what's going to be next year. So who's the time that's the Kash? It's because this year it's HaMatzoi Shabbos. This year is not. This year it's not Shabbos. But if it's Erev Pesach Chol Yehiyah the Shabbos, who says that it's going to be the year after? It's going to be also Chol Yehiyah the Matzoi Shabbos. So take the sheet then. Oh, that would make sense. But also, the time also wouldn't make sense because if Mashiach will come before, there'll be Mekadosh al pi Hariyah, so then the calendar will not necessarily be followed. That's what Achrayim points out. If anything, you should say this Nusach different the year before, but they tie that that's also not Ergel. So this is Taita Shita. Taita Shita is that according to Pesach is Nechal. Allah Silva means you should first eat the Chagigah Sabasar, so you won't be starving, and then there won't be any Chashash that you break the bones of the Korban Pesach, there won't be any Chashash of Shvira Setz. The Rambam writes a completely different shot than Allah Sova. The Rambam writes, you should eat kidei lizboa mimeno. You should eat two kizaisim from the Korban Pesach. And the Mishnah always talks about eating a kizais. The Rambam says, that's b'dieved. L'chatchil, you should eat the Korban Pesach kidei lizboa mimeno. What do you mean kidei lizboa? So it says in the Pasuk, v'achalta v'tzavata v'irachta v'hashem l'kech. So one Tana says in the Gemara, that you only chayef to bench minatar if you ate a kizaisim. Because v'achalta means ein achila p'chusim v'kezayis. So sabota means he ate more than the bare minimum v'achalta. So if he ate another kezayis, two kezayisim is considered is a kebetza. So if he ate a kebetza, then one tana says you're mechuyif to bench menatar. If you only ate a kezayis, the one Rav Meir's sheet is that you're not mechuyif to bench menatar. If you only had kezayis, you have to have kidei sviya. Kidei sviya means two kezayis. So that's what the Rambam understood. you should eat the Korban Pesach kedei lizgo amimenu zavta lachat chile, you should eat two kazaisim. To the Yevid, the Gemara says, if you ate one kazais, you would be yoyt. What's the mocker for this in the Chumash? Who state you should eat two kazaisim? So the Nitzim HaChumash quotes from one of the Vilna Dayanim, from Rabbi Tal of Vilna, the older brother of Rabbi Shlomo of Vilna. Shlomo of Vilna has it in the Sefer also, the name of his older brother. And the Binyan Shlomo, in the beginning of the Sefer, he quotes all the Vertlach and Chumash from his father, from his brother, and his aunt. He quotes this also, the one that the Nitzim heard from Rabbi Tal of Vilna, that the Pasuk in Chumash doesn't read the state. It says, V'yachlot ha-basa b'alayla zet sliyesha matos al-murorim yachluhu. This is the verb appears twice, V'yachlu. It's about the state of Shem Yochlu. So Yochlu means then Achilat Kus Mekazayim. Then it says, Matas Amram Yochlu Hu, they should eat the Korban Pesach. So why does it say the verb twice on the Korban Pesach? So it says, that's what's done. You have to eat two Kazayim of the Korban Pesach. That's what the Achrayim, the later Poskim point out, the Maharil is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch is saying, they should eat two Kazayim of the Afikayim and Zechalat Pesach, that they used to eat two Kazayim. So the Taz and the Magen Avraham yes. What do you mean they took kazais from the Korban Pesach? They ate one kazais. One kazais Masa, one kazais Mar, one kazais Korban Pesach. Where does it say two kazais? But they say it must be a misprint in the Maharil, because the Maharil that we have, the Drashas Maharil, was written by a Talmud. The Tshuvas Maharil was written by the Maharil himself. And the Drashas Maharil had a Tirzach on Shabbos and Yontav and what Niris and what Kinnis and what Piyutim. He say that was written by a Talmud, and sometimes the Talmud wrote quickly and he wrote mistakes. They say it must have been a Talmud. Toya wrote it over here. And he really meant to say that you have two kezeis and one zechel pesach, one zechel chagiga. Like the Gemara says, the shnei tavshilin on the kara, one is zechel pesach, one is zechel chagiga. So the same, you should have two kezeis and from the afikayim and zechel pesach and zechel chagiga. So others point out, no, that the Maharil is just saying over the Rambam. But the Rambam says like that. The Maharam Chalav pointed out this Rambam. It's interesting. People for years are reading Rambams and no one ever noticed it. The Maharam Chalav was one of the early Rishonim. One of the early Achronim, or the late Rishonim, in the transitional period. So he points out that the Rambam says, well, I clearly have to eat two kizaitim. As I state the case.
In other words, you have to
eat the beginning.
The
Yachikarim
is the very end of the meeting. So how could you be Mekayim, according to the Rambam, you're eating two kizaitim, if the first kizait that the Rambam is talking about, he's talking about in the beginning of the meeting?
No. It doesn't say in the beginning.
The beginning and one at the end.
Yeah.
When you eat the Afikayim, you mean both at the end of the meal.
No, but the Afikayim in the Rosh says, and that's how we generally say Afikayim, it is Echel Pesach and the Korban Pesach, yeah, but they ate Tukizei.
The Rambam said you have to eat Tukizei, so you talk about one at the beginning and one at the end of the meal.
No, no.
Yeah,
Lisboa
means beginning to enjoy.
So, no, he says, Kedel Lisboa means you should have two kizaitis from the Korban Pesach. Two kizaitis from the Korban Pesach. No. That's machlag yisaisis the Rambam. How to learn pshat? All of Rishonim against the Rambam. No one learns like the Rambam. What does it mean that a Korban Pesach is nechel al hatova? The Rambam doesn't write al hatova. He says you should eat Korban Pesach kedei lizboya mimenu. And he gives you a tam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Why do you only have to eat one kezayis amat, one kezayis amara, and a Korban Pesach you have to eat two kezayisim? So he says in order to stress that the Korban Pesach is more important than the matzah and than the mara. To show its significance, that it's more chashuv than the carbon, and the matamar is nishkin carbon, so that's why to stress that you have to have that two kizayis. That's how some achrenim shtel to the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that in the Migdosh, and Rosh Hashanah, even though the mitzvah is only tkiyah shofar, but they used to blow chatzitzes in addition. And on the tiny tzibur, even though the mitzvah is only to blow chatzitzes, but they blow shofar in addition. So the Mishnah says, whichever is the mitzvah sayoim, they would have the shofar and the chatzitzes blowing simultaneously. But whatever is the mitzvah sayyam would be marich de lahadiyah that's the mitzvah sayyam. So on Rosh Hashanah, the chatzitzes would stop blowing earlier. The two people who would be blowing chatzitzes would stop earlier. And the shofar, the two people with the chatzitzes would be on either side, and the shofar would be in the middle. And the Ran says, why? Because the Ran in Rosh Hashanah quotes the Gemara in Yume, that if three people are walking on the road, Shlosh Hashanah Mahachim Badera, if they go to Lahalach Be'emza, Tom Chachm should go in the middle, and the two should accompany him on either side. So on Rosh Hashanah, that the Iker and Nitzvah Sayyam is Shafer, but to enhance the Shafer, the Pasuk says, until Machatayt is the Kol Shafer, Ariyo Lachneha, Melech Hashem in Migdash, you blow Chatayt is with the Shafer, but the Chatayt is you have on either side, and the Shafer is in the middle, and the Chatayt is so, two who are blowing the Chatayt should stop early, and the Baal Tekeh of the Shafer should blow longer, Lohodiyah, She Nitzvah Sayyam is the Shafer, and on the Taina Stibur, where the Iker Tekeh is the Chatayt is, you have the Chatzetzer in the middle and the two Balish to care of the Shofar standing on either side. Because the Yikar Mitzvah Sayyam is Chatzaytza, the two Baalei Tekev, the Shofar stopped blowing earlier, and the one who's blowing the Chatzaytza blows longer, Kedei Lohodia, to demonstrate that the Yikar Mitzvah Sayyam is Bechatzaytza. So that's what they still do to this Rambam, that the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvah that the reason why there's a Mitzvah, Kedei, the Yikar Mitzvah, two Kizaytzim, Kedei Lezboyam Imenu, to eat more, is to demonstrate that the Achilat Korban Pesach is more important than the Matzah Nemar, because this is the HaMitzvah, and the others are not a Mitzvah. Maybe the Rebbeinu Shlom should give us this thing, we should be able to bring the Korban Pesach Mamish, and as lit, we should chazer the dinim of Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. We still have some copies left of the RJJ journal if anyone is interested.